It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. Your Tri-City Storm are on the ice and on the radio.
Hrabowski with a quick shot, and he scores! Hrabowski from the left point!
Let's get to the booth and drop the puck. Here's the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Schifrin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome inside the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm in action once again tonight here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. The Storm taking on the Sioux City Musketeers for the fourth time this season here at the Viero Event Center. Storm are 3-0 against Sioux City this season. However, Sioux City's made some changes to their roster since the last time Tri-City was able to see them in action, and a lot of different changes as they are the last place team in the Western Conference, just 6 wins for Sioux City. They have made some changes. They're looking forward to next season. They are out of the playoff race in the Western Conference. The Storm are trying to get back into things, as last night they got a nice win over the Waterloo Blackhawks by a final score of 6-5, defeating Waterloo, and it was a very fast-paced game last night at the Viero Event Center. The Storm took an early lead, led 3-1 at the end of the first period. Goaltending change for Waterloo. Cal Peterson left the net, and in favor came Eamon McAdam, and the Storm were able to get out to a 5-2 lead after the end of the second period. A lot of guys scoring goals. Vecchione, Brian Ward, and you also saw Joel L'Esperance with a goal in his first game back from injury. In the third period, however, it was all Waterloo. They scored 3 goals and tied the game at 5. The game headed for overtime, and just about 2 minutes into overtime, it was Mike Vecchione picking up the hat trick and ending the game with an overtime winner from Garrett Cecere and Grant Opperman. The Tri-City Storm needed the 2 points, and they got them last night here at the Viero Event Center. Now they're going to have to get 2 more here tonight against the Sioux City Musketeers. This is a first game of a 2-game series between these two teams. Sioux City will play here again on Tuesday night. Kind of a weird schedule quirk. Sioux City actually will go home in between these 2 games. So they're here for tonight's game, and then they're back here for Tuesday. And again, Sioux City, through 37 games, are in last place in the Western Conference. 6-21-10 is their record for 22 points. The Tri-City Storm are just 1 slot ahead of Sioux City, but they have 14 more points than the Musketeers. The Storm have 36 points this season. They are 16-18-4. Overall, they are 4 points behind the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they are 9 points out of a playoff spot. They are 9 points behind the Lincoln Stars. Omaha, by the way, who's in 5th place right now in the Western Conference, just 1 point behind Lincoln. The Lancers have been on a tear lately. However, the Storm, with a few games in hand on the Buccaneers, and they're looking an inch closer back into the playoff race here, and if they get a win tonight, they will be a lot closer and have a lot more momentum. So it'll be a big one here tonight at the Viero Event Center. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers. Puck will drop at about 7:05 p.m. here tonight. Lots more to come here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll have your complete nutrition game comparisons. We'll have your Applebee's Coach's Corner, and we talked to Josh Howgie before this one. Very excited at the way the team played last night. Wants to keep everything moving forward with the lineup that he has now. Guys are finally starting to get healthy from some injuries, a lot, especially the forwards on the front end. The Storm really have their full strength, except for Heikki Liedes last night went down with an injury, so Liedes is not in the lineup tonight. Kyle Eastman takes his spot on the line with Tim Lappin and Joel L'Esperance, and everything else stays the same for the Storm. They'll have Opperman with Bonner and Vecchione, Moore with Ward and Mingoya, Linnell with Cotton and Gomez, as those are the Storm forwards. The defense, Richard Burry, Dylan Maller, Cutler Martin, Kevin Kerr, who is the affiliate player coming in here, Johnny Hrabowski hoping to get back into the lineup for Tuesday's game, Garrett Cecere playing with Ryan Ivey on the third defensive pairing, and the goaltenders tonight, Mattson and Quale, once again, as it was last night. We're going to take a quick break here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. When we come back, we'll have your complete nutrition game comparisons, as well as the Applebee's Coach's Corner right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viera Wireless pregame show. Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Viera Event Center in Kearney, Nebraska. I'm Jared Shaffron. Thanks for joining us. Let's get you your complete nutrition game comparisons. Here is the Storm. Get set to take on the Sioux City Musketeers. Tri-City Storm coming in 7th place in the Western Conference. Sioux City, the only team below them in the Western Conference, in 8th. Storm have an overall record of 16-18-4. Sioux City stands in at 6-21-10. And as we'll talk during the broadcast, Sioux City already looking towards next season. They've made a bunch of trades and picked up a lot of draft picks and future considerations from teams for some players that wouldn't be staying with them anyway at the end of the season. And the Musketeers have struggled here this season. They are just 1-12-7 on the road. Tri-City Storm at home are 10-9-1 in front of their home crowd. Goals for Tri-City Storm average 2.8 goals a game, in 13th in the USHL in that category. Sioux City at the bottom scoring just 2.4 goals per game. Storm allow 3.3 goals per game. They're 9th in that category in the USHL, and Sioux City right behind them at 3.4 goals allowed per game, in 10th in the USHL. Power play percentages, Storm got a power play goal last night. They are now at 18.1%, which is 6th in the USHL. Sioux City, again, behind them, 17.3% on the power play. They are 10th in the league in that category. Penalty killing, the Storm have a rate of 81.2% on the penalty kill. That would be 9th in the USHL. Sioux City a bit ahead of the Storm in that category, 81.8% in the penalty killing unit. Storm penalty minutes wise are the last place team in the USHL. They average just 12 penalty minutes per game, which is the lowest number in the league. Sioux City up top in third in penalty minutes per game with 22 penalty minutes per game. And shorthanded goals, Storm have 3 on the year. Sioux City have 2, and the Storm are 3-0 against the Musketeers this season. Have played 2 games here at the Viera Event Center, 1 at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. They also played their preseason tournament at the Tyson Event Center, and have just seen the Sioux City team a few times, but the team here for Sioux City has definitely changed a bunch, and you'll hear Josh Howgie mention it in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. A lot of changes. They've made some trades, and they've stuck with some guys, but really they've stuck with their younger guys. Anyone who was worth some value, they've kind of traded away, and you'll hear more about it when we talk to Josh Howgie here. I sat down with him just a few moments ago in the Applebee's Coach's Corner, here presented by Applebee's. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, now open until midnight or later. Come check out our late night food and beverage features after 9 p.m. every day. Applebee's. See you tomorrow. Here's Coach Josh Algie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffern here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Algie. And Coach, last night, the team with a big win over Waterloo, 6-5 overtime victory. A little bit more removed now than when we talked to you in the post-game show. Now that you've had a little time to let it settle, any other thoughts that you'd like to communicate about that win?
I thought that, it was probably disappointing in the third period for everyone, but probably exciting and fun, to find a way to win there. I think the big thing is that we just played not to lose, and we can't do that. We have to continue to attack and play to win, and we got away from what was making us successful, and that was playing good, solid team defense and being up in the play and being the aggressor. And, it doesn't matter what the score is. We have to continue to do attack, and I think we got away from that last night in the third, but found a way to win, so big 2 points for the team, and got to build off that tonight.
Tonight, Sioux City, you're 3-0 against Sioux City, but this is a team that's changed a lot over the last few weeks. They've made trades. They've made different moves. Bit of a different roster than when you guys saw them the last time in November. What's the game plan coming into tonight?
Well, it's a completely different team. I mean, you look at the roster, and, there's a lot of different guys, a lot of different faces. And, to be quite honest, it's a team that we haven't seen yet. I mean, you can throw that 3-0 record out the window. That doesn't matter. They're a bunch of young kids that are trying to earn a spot for their hockey team next year. I think, if you talk to their organization, they've kind of given up on this year, and then they're building for the future. But that's a dangerous team to play. I mean, they have nothing to lose except to take points from us, and that's a scary team to play. So we got to be ready to go. We got to be focused, and we got to be ready. And if we're not, we could be in for a long night.
After last night, you kept the line combinations pretty much the same here. What did you like about what was going well for you guys in the first two periods? Seemed like really the combinations were working. Guys were getting a lot of offensive chances, and it seems like you guys were playing pretty responsible hockey early on.
Yeah, we had four lines that were going, and to be quite honest, we wouldn't have changed a thing if Heike Liedis wouldn't have got hurt. So the fact that he's out is giving Kyle Eastman a chance to go tonight, and now Kyle will get a chance to stay in the lineup and continue to play hard. And we're trying to get that message across. If you're working hard, you're going to stay in. But if you don't, you're going to have to wait till someone else takes a night off until you get back in. And a lot of depth and a lot of different guys making plays. And that's what we think we have, is very skilled and talented forwards, but we just haven't been able to see it. That was the first night with our top lines, so to speak, top six forwards in, and they were great. So hopefully build off that, and like to see the line of Brian Ward, Trevor Mingoya, and Trevor Moore take a step here tonight.
Last thing here is just teddy bear toss tonight. Bit of a fun game for the fans to be involved in. What have you played in a teddy bear game before? I'm assuming you have. And what is it for your players, when they are going for that first goal that much harder, try to get those bears toss on the ice?
I think it's a lot of fun for everyone. One of those things that it's, you want to get it done with right away, because it could, you don't want that something to think about in the second and third period. You want to get in the first 5 minutes and get it over with and let the fans throw their teddy bears and get active into the game. It's a great experience, and most importantly, it's for a great cause. So excited to be a part of that.
All right, Josh Algie here, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Thanks for joining us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner, and we'd love to see those teddy bears quickly here tonight in Teddy Bear Toss Night here at Viero Event Center.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Jared.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Viero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Viero To Go. The best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Viero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Viero.com for details.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay. scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffern with you in the Viero Wireless pregame show. You just heard from Josh Howgie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And the Storm just trying to take it one game at a time at this point, doing what they need to do here to keep competitive in the Western Conference and keep alive in the playoff race. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup first for the visiting Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers will start out with a forward line of Connor McGlynn, Joe Snively, and Kyle Schmidt. McGlynn will be headed to Boston College in the not-so-distant future. He wears number 22. He'll play the left wing. Comes in at 6'2", 190 pounds from Oakville, Ontario. Joe Snively will be in the center. He wears number 15. He'll be going to Yale University from Herndon, Virginia. Snively stands in at 5'7", 145 pounds. But he's a young, and he's still a 1996 birth year, so still should have an extra year in Sioux City after this one. Kyle Schmidt on the right wing. He wears number 18. From Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, Schmidt, 5'10", 180 pounds. Schmidt on the right wing here tonight for the Sioux City Musketeers. On defense, Michael Kapla will occupy the left defense position to start this game. He wears number 3, 6'1", 195 pounds out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They will be headed to UMass Lowell in the not-so-distant future. Blake Heinrich is on the right defense. He wears number 26, committed to Minnesota Duluth. 6', 185 pounds for Heinrich. And in goal, it's Kyle Hayton. Hayton getting the start here tonight for Sioux City. And really interesting that he has not gotten the majority of the starts. It's been Joel Ballmer, who's been in net for the most part. He is 4-15-6 in 25 games. That's Ballmer. Hayton, in 11 games, is 1-6-4. With a goals against average of 3.49 and a save percentage of 88.7%. So we'll see Kyle Hayton tonight, the Denver, Colorado native, stands in at 6', 150 pounds, wears number 27 here for Sioux City. That is your Sioux City Musketeers starting lineup. Now the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm coming off a 6-5 overtime victory over the Waterloo Blackhawks last night here at the Viero Event Center, trying to carry it into tonight. Grant Opperman on the left wing to start things off. Where's number 14? Heading to Dartmouth next season. Wayzata, Minnesota native Opperman on the season with 8 goals and 4 assists for the Storm. Tim Bonner, where's number 19? He'll be in the center. Committed to Yale University. The Osseo, Minnesota native, stands in at 5'9", 175 pounds. And Bonner has scored 14 goals and 20 assists this season. Vecchione on the right wing. Michael Vecchione had a hat trick last night against Waterloo, and he gets the start here tonight on the right wing. Saugus, Massachusetts native. Vecchione is committed to Union College, and this season he has 13 goals and 21 assists. On the back end, the Storm will start Garrett Cecere on the left defense position. Cecere wearing number 7, 5'10", 175 pounds out of West Des Moines, Iowa, committed to Colorado College. Cecere, 3 goals, 7 assists this season. And Ryan Ivey will be on the right defense. Ivey with 2 assists this season, 6'2", 170 pounds, native of Plymouth, Michigan. And Ivey will be on that right defense position. Johan Mattsson, the start in net tonight for the Storm. Where's number 66, draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks. And a native of Sweden, Mattsson stands in at 6'4", 200 pounds. And in 30 games this season, he is 12-13-3 with one shutout and a goals against average of 2.96, save percentage of 90.9. Tri-City Storm getting ready to go here tonight against Sioux City. Let's get you the keys to the game, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete in all of us. Biggest key to the game here for the Tri-City Storm. Can't overlook this Sioux City team. They're pesky. These guys are all competing for a spot on next year's roster. And although they haven't won many games, all the games that the Storm have played with Sioux City have been one-goal games. They won on opening night here at the Viero Event Center in a close game, a 4-3 final in that one. Also in Sioux City, they won 2-1, and then here at the Viero Event Center again 2-1. So they've all been close. No, by no reason should the Storm consider themselves to be that much better than Sioux City. They have a lot of talent, and that's your number one key. Also, big opportunity here for the Storm. You got to get those 2 points to move up in the standings and keep competition going with the other teams here in the Western Conference. We're going to take a quick break here for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the drop of the puck in the first period right here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Tri-City Storm hockey starts now. Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Just about ready to drop the puck here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers ready to go at it at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial with their purple uniforms, white lettering and numbering on the back, and black helmets tonight. Sioux City will go from left to right on your radio dial with white helmets, green lettering and numbering on the back of their jersey with some green trim and white helmets. Faceoff is down, and Sioux City has won the draw. It gets poked into the Storm end and thrown behind the net. Picked back up by Opperman now in the near side corner of his own end. Opperman holding there, and now he'll circle back and start ahead. Up to Bonner. Bonner at the red line gets taken down. It'll be a quick call upcoming. Sasir picks it up. Sasir in onside, holds. Vecchione holds. Delayed penalty upcoming to Sioux City, and now they touch up. Just 26 seconds into the game, we have a penalty already to Sioux City, and it is Kyle Schmidt who goes to the box. Schmidt in the box for Sioux City, the Tri-City Storm on the power play. It's a Century 21 power play opportunity for the Tri-City Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to a new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Face-off here in the Sioux City zone, won by the Storm. Opperman with the puck. Opperman ahead to Sasir at the top of the zone. Sasir with a lot of time. Gives it over to Ward. Ward back to Sasir. Sasir fans on a pass. Now gets it back. Gives it to Ward. Ward circling. Ward with a wrist shot gets deflected into the corner. Picked up by Trevor Moore. Lost it. And it's backhanded all the way down the ice by Ryan Mantha. Matson out of his net. Plays it for Sasir. 1:35 left in the Century 21 power play. Sasir ahead to Opperman at the red line. Now on the far side wall. It gets stopped at the line. Sasir picks it up. Storm have to tag up. Mingoya gets it in onside in the left point. Dumps it around the backboards and into the far side. Trevor Moore had it for a second. Now he gets it back, and it's taken away by Sioux City. Now on the backboard, Storm trying to pick it up. It's Cecere who keeps it in on a clearing attempt. Cecere, fan on a pass, and it gets forced out of the zone. Here comes Sioux City, got a chance with it. It's David Henry. Henry fakes on a shot, and he's going to keep it in the corner here, tick some time off the clock to the center, and Mattson able to get a stick on it, poke it away, and now Brian Ward picks it up. Under a minute remaining in the Century 21 power play for the Storm. Ward at the red line, cross the blue line. Linnell, wrist shot goes wide. Rebound down low. Vecchione has it. Vecchione ahead to Ward at the top of the left circle. Ward holding to Kevin Kerr. And now he finds Linnell back to Kerr. Kerr to Linnell. Linnell at the top of the right circle back to Kerr. Kerr with a shot that was blocked. Rebound. Vecchione shot into the netting. And it was deflected there. So the Storm will have the offensive zone faceoff. It goes out of play. 18:05 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 32 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Penalty early on went to Kyle Schmidt just 26 seconds into the game. On the faceoff, Bonner won it back to Kevin Kerr, who had to glove it down, kept it in. Down low goes to Lappin. Lappin gets sealed off, and it's played ahead by Kolkfist. Now on the backboards, a couple players fighting for it, and coming away with it is Joe Snively. Snively just airs it out deep into the Storm and a bouncer that goes wide of the net. Off the backboards, Kevin Kerr picks it up. 12 seconds left in the Schmidt penalty. Kerr on the far side of Vecchione. Vecchione racing through neutral ice. Comes in onside, moves around one player. Gets a hit from Erickson. Erickson hit back from Vecchione, and now we are back at even strength. Storm 0 for 1 on the power play tonight. Chance in front for Vecchione. Shot, save, rebound. There is picked up by Sioux City. Nice opportunity for Vecchione. Good save there by Kyle Hayton. Now here comes the Musketeers. Across the blue line in the Storm end, Mattson fends off a shot with the blocker there as the puck goes around the back of the net. Eastman kicks it with his skate and now brings it forward. Kyle Eastman in the lineup tonight for the Tri-City Storm, replacing Hakey Lidas. He gets it in deep and goes to the backboards to play it against Sioux City, who has control now on the far side. Erickson plays it to Olsen in neutral ice, skipped over his stick, and goes deep into the Storm end. Richard Burry there to play it. He loses the race to Sioux City, though. Picking up the puck is Jake Gensel. Centering pass went through the crease. Another chance here and a shot saved by Mattson. And he holds on. Shot there came from Cliff Watson at the left point. 16:52 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers scoreless here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff now to the right of Johan Mattson. Brian Ward takes the draw against David Henry. Faceoff won by the Storm. It goes back to Kevin Kerr, who picks it up behind his own net. Kerr, an affiliate league player who played last night, got some pretty serious minutes for an affiliate league player, as Cutler Martin plays it forward to Mingoya. Mingoya on the right side, trying to find Trevor Moore, went under his stick and now picked up by Sioux City, and now moved out into neutral ice. They come in on side with Henry. Henry on the right side, try to pass blocked by Cutler Martin. And also in there is Christian Lampasso, acquired player from the Des Moines Buccaneers recently. As a shot comes from the point, Mattson makes a save. Rebound loose. Mattson was there, and the rebound's still loose. Played ahead by Ward to Mingoya. Now Trevor Moore. Moore through neutral ice, chips it in deep, goes against Watson to play it in the near far side corner. Watson moves it with his glove, but picked back up now and moved out to the point. Ivy with a shot just goes wide of the net. Rebound on the near side, and it bounces over to Cecere at the top of the zone. Cecere with a shot blocked in front. Rebound to Ward. Ward holding, back up top to Ivy. Ivy holding, shot, and it's fended off there by Kyle Hayton. Lampasso tries to get it out of the zone. Kept in for a second by Cecere. He dumps it in deep around the back to the far side corner, where Watson has it, and Watson will layer it out to neutral ice. It'll go all the way down. It should be an icing here on Sioux City. Not what the Musketeers were looking for, as they're not going to be able to change. 15:39 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are scoreless. Officials in this game, the referee is Paul Maszewski, and Paul Koskovich, Justin Cornell are the linesmen. Faceoff won by the Storm in the Sioux City end. Eastman had it in the far side corner, plays it down low to Lappin behind the net. Lappin finds some space in the near side corner. Lappin holding on it, now moving back down low. Lappin still with the puck. Mantha on him, he moves it to L'Esperance. Joel L'Esperance, who had a goal last night in his return from injury, moved it to Lappin. Lappin didn't see it, puck was loose. Eastman tried to put it back in the corner, picked up by Mantha. Mantha back to Cliff Watson now, and Watson puts it back out to neutral ice, rolling back into the Storm end. As Maller picks it up for Tri-City, Dylan Maller starts it ahead for L'Esperance, makes a nice little move to get away from a Sioux City forecheck. L'Esperance into the offensive zone. L'Esperance with a shot that goes wide. May have got a piece of Hayton there. on the near side boards. Storm player took a hit and went down. It was Opperman. Sioux City moves the puck as Colquist plays it now to the near side. And it gets put out to neutral ice. Skips over the stick of Kevin Kerr. As Cutler Martin goes to get it in the Storm end, Martin takes a hit, moves it to Vecchione on the far side wall. Now it's picked up by the Musketeers. As they have it on the far side, throw it towards the center. And now Kevin Kerr takes it away. Skates it out of trouble. Opperman had it off his skate. And now it's played back into the Sioux City end as Opperman plays it deep. Down low, Colquist fanned on a pass. Bonner picked it up on the turnover. Bonner got his pass blocked. Went down to Opperman. Opperman with a shot saved by Hayton. And Opperman couldn't get much on that shot, just trying to throw it in quickly on net. And Hayton makes the save and hangs on. 14-11 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are scoreless. Face-off now between Jason Cotton and Joe Snively in the Sioux City zone, won by the Musketeers. In the far side now, as they try to move it out of the zone, it was Connor McGlynn who had it there, and now it's moved out by Sioux City to neutralize Sasir, stopped it at the red line, plays it back over to Gomez. Gomez took a spill, but got back up and moved the puck in the zone. Cotton comes over to play it on the near side wall. And now here comes Sioux City, but too far ahead was the pass for Snively. And Ivy does a nice job batting it back down all the way deep into the Sioux City zone. Storm finished a line change with Ivy going off. And now it's picked up by Maller in his own end. Maller over to Gomez on the far side. Couldn't handle the pass. Goes down low and plays back for Maller. Maller back to Gomez. He's got some room on the far side now to skate into neutral ice. Gomez finds Cotton. Cotton moves in on side with a wrist shot that got blocked. And now Cotton on the far side takes a hit, and here comes Sioux City. Sioux City ahead. And now on the Storm blue line, Olsen takes a hit from Kerr. Nice job by Kevin Kerr throwing a hit there. And Burry moves it around to the far side to Gomez. Gomez in the far side corner now. Lost the puck. Sioux City had it for a second. Now picked up by Olsen. Olsen up top to the left point to Watson. Watson swings it over to Mantha. Mantha at the right point. Shot went well wide. And picked up by Olsen with the rebound. Down low to Gensel. Gensel, the point leader here on the Sioux City team, gives it to Erickson. Erickson at the right circle. Shot. Matson makes the pad save. Rebound over to Watson. Down low. Gensel has it. Gensel to the center. Pass was blocked by Burry. And now picked up again in the corner by Erickson. To a side battle for it. As the Storm come away with the puck. It's Linnell who banks it into neutral ice. Rolling puck there for Mantha. He calms it down and plays it to Cliff Watson. Watson comes in onside with Gensel. Gensel takes a hit from Ivy. And Cutler Martin breaks up that play. Here comes Mingoya. Off a change for Sioux City. Storm with a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Mingoya holding, shooting. Saved by Hayton. Rebound goes into the backboards. Rebound for Erickson. Mingoya probably would have liked to get a better shot there on that rush. And now we have a penalty upcoming to the Tri-City Storm. Sioux City going to have a power play here. As they're on a delayed penalty, they just shoot it in deep right on Mattson. And he covers up. 12:06 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And for the first time tonight, the Tri-City Storm will be shorthanded. It's Brian Ward who will go to the box. Looks like a cross-checking, I believe. Storm upset at the penalty. Josh Howgie not happy on the bench. Brian Ward wasn't happy either, captain of this Tri-City Storm team. But the Storm will be shorthanded. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships, have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Scoreless game here so far at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers. About 8 minutes into this one, it's a scoreless game. Shots on goal in favor of the Musketeers, 5-4. As Ward sits in the box for Tri-City, and the Storm will try to kill a power play for Sioux City. Faceoff will come to the right of Johan Mattson as we restart play. It'll be Snively and Bonner. Faceoff won by Sioux City as they have it in the left circle. Shot, score! Right away off the faceoff, the first shot was blocked and the rebound was put in by Joe Snively. As he put it in the right side of the net, Mattson couldn't see. I guess he was screened. And Snively puts in the goal. It's 1-0 Sioux City. For Snively on the season, it is his third goal. Check out the replay. The shot came from the point. It was deflected right over to Snively. And really quick, pulled the trigger and beat Johan Mattson. Faceoff now back at neutral ice as Sioux City makes good on their first power play opportunity and has a 1-0 lead. And they win the faceoff as well and dump it in deep to the Storm end. Connor McGlynn now behind the net. McGlynn hit hard by Cutler Martin. L'Esperance moves it ahead over to Eastman on the far side wall. Eastman back to L'Esperance. Nice little play. They found Lappin, but it was behind him. And it skips over to Dan Molinar, who dumps it into the far side corner of the Storm end. Martin went over to play it. Eastman kind of waited for it instead of going to get it. Now Snively was able to keep it in. And Storm Eastman took down a player. No call coming. May have gotten away with a penalty there as Lappin moves it into neutral ice. Lappin gets to the red line, gets it into the Sioux City zone, and now L'Esperance takes down a player. No call coming either. As Sioux City moves into the Storm end, to the center, pass was blocked by Burry, now moved over to L'Esperance. He gets hit hard by Sioux City player there, and L'Esperance is down on the ice, and L'Esperance rolling over. He gets up by himself. A tough guy, Joel L'Esperance is. Matt Stern helping him over to the bench. Doesn't look like there is a call coming as the hit came from Blake Heinrich. Heinrich, 6 foot, 185 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota. And L'Esperance on the bench seems to be okay. Trying to shake off that hit. Officials discussing now, I guess, whether to penalize Heinrich. Faceoff will be at center ice. Ward is there with Gensel. Officials still discussing things. And they will start play. So I'm not sure what the discussion was. No penalty called there. I believe if there was a penalty, it would have been a charging call. He probably took a few steps into L'Esperance. As Maller has it ahead for Trevor Moore on the far side, tried to find Mingoya off the faceoff and skips back into the Sioux City zone, picked up by the Musketeers. Play broken up and neutralized by Burry, though. And now it's back to the stick of Heinrich. Ward taking him down, and there will be a penalty. And Heinrich lost his stick. They call tripping on Brian Ward. Fans here at the Viero Event Center can't be happy with how the start of this game has been, with the officials calling a few penalties here. Brian Ward into the box for the second time this period. First time, Sioux City made him pay. With the first goal of the game, now Ward goes for tripping. 10:44 left here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm are trailing 1-0 to Sioux City. Faceoff in the Storm end, and they right away win the draw, and Cecere slaps it down the ice. Picked up by Hayton behind his net, and he leaves it there for Kapla. Michael Kapla starting through. Onto the far side to Gensel. He's to the red line. Can't get it deep. Vecchione trying to slap it, and he does get it all the way down. Heinrich, first man there in the Sioux City end. Storm have killed off the first 30 seconds successfully as Sioux City has it with Kapla. Kapla, cross-ice pass now to Gensel. Gensel puts it in deep, wraps it around the boards to the near side now. Picked up by Thomas, and Vecchione plays it back to Maller. Maller tries to clear, kept in at the right point by Heinrich. Heinrich with a shot. Mattson got the save with the right pad. Rebound for Kapla now as it gets moved back up to Kapla again, down low. Back up to Kapla. Now Heinrich. Heinrich cross ice to Olsen. Olsen couldn't get the shot off there. Back up to Kapla at the left point. He fans on a shot. Here comes Tim Bonner with a rush. Bonner, one on two, though, holds up, gets in onside, tried to leave it for Lappin, lost the puck to Gensel. 55 seconds left in the Brian Ward penalty. 9:35 left in the first period. Gensel in onside on the far side wall. Finds Kolkvist to Molinar with a shot that was blocked. Rebound for Gensel. Turnaround shot blocked by Lappin. Another shot gets deflected into the netting. Nice job by the Storm. Penalty kills there. They block a few shots and then deflect one out of play. Mattson didn't have to make a save on that sequence as he had some help in front of him. 39 seconds remain on the penalty to Brian Ward. 9:23 remains here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Face off to the right of Johan Mattson now in the Storm end. Lappin on the draw, and it's won by Sioux City by Snively. Kept in by Kolkvist at the left point. And Schmidt took a hit but played it down low. Now Snively in the near side corner. Snively up top for Molinar at the right point. Now it's Kolkvist back to Molinar. Back to Kolkvist at the left point. Finds Molinar at the right. Back to Kolkvist. To the center. Now down low, misconnects on a pass with Schmidt. Connor McGlynn picks it in, and a shot from Schmidt was deflected wide. Now on the near side, Molinar had it, but Gomez able to take it away and clear out of the zone. Just 9 seconds left in the penalty now. 7 seconds left in the Ward penalty. As Sioux City moves in, Connor McGlynn stood up by Ryan Ivey. Big hit there as it goes deep, and the Storm are back at even strength. Ivey moves it around the far side. McGlynn takes it away. McGlynn now on the far side corner with Ward there. Bouncing shot in on Mattson. He made the save and held on. Johan Mattson, good positioning there off the deflection. 8:33 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm right now trailing 1-0, being outshot 8-4 by the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm got to get their energy back here. They took taken two consecutive penalties, which is has caused them to allow the one goal and just kind of lose their momentum in this game. Going to have to work hard here to get it back. Face off to the right of Mattson in the Storm end. As Henry able to win it for Sioux City, and they have it at the left point. Banks it off the back wall now. Rebound fought for off the backside of the cage. Picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin on the far side wall. Airs it out to neutralize. Glove down there by Watson. Watson played it ahead to Henry, who deflected it into the Storm end. And now Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr ahead there, right on the stick of Mingoya. And he takes a hit, loses the puck back to Kerr. Kerr to the red line, dumps it in deep. As it moves around to the backside of the net now. Picked up by Mingoya for a second, but now Watson has it. Watson on the far side. Sioux City moving ahead now as they get it in the neutral ice. Rolling pucks. Cecere had it there and played it ahead to Ward. Ward, cross-ice pass for Mingoya. Mingoya leaves it for Trevor Moore. Moore in onside. Holding. Tried to get it to Cecere. Miscommunication there, but Moore picks it back up. Moore on the far side wall with a lot of pressure. Tried to go down low for Cotton. And it's moved around to the far side wall. Trevor Moore leaves it for Cotton. Cotton holding, holding to the center. Shot save. Rebound loose. Mingoya couldn't get there. Cleared around to the near side. Mingoya, as Cecere goes off for Maller. Picked up now by Lempasso. And he puts it back down to Henry. Here comes Sioux City. Henry to neutral ice. Leaves it off on the far side now for Cedric Lacroix. And Maller plays it now for the Storm as it was dumped in deep. Maller moves past Thomas to the center. Maller in onside with Linnell. Linnell dumps in deep, and going to get it is Gomez. Gomez fights hard for it on the backboards, leaves it for Cotton. Cotton banks it into the corner, and now Gomez. Gomez to the center. Linnell shot save Hayton with the right pad. And now it's moved out by Sioux City. And they dump it in deep. Montgomery was there. And Burry, first man to the puck. Burry plays it ahead to Linnell. Linnell, cross-ice pass out of the zone. Too far in front of Gomez. It goes into the Sioux City zone. 6:30 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It's a 1-0 lead for the Musketeers. And the Musketeers have possession here coming into the Storm end. Shot to the net, and Mattson makes the glove save there. Shot by Nick Magyar. And we get a stoppage here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. And for the most part, getting outworked at this point. As the Storm took two consecutive penalties, Ward went for cross-checking and tripping just a few minutes apart. It only took the Sioux City Musketeers 4 seconds after the Ward penalty for cross-checking to get the first goal of the night. Joe Snively on the power play got it. And then Ward went back to the box a few minutes later for a trip at 9:16, and it's kind of cut down on the Storm's momentum here. Only trailing 1-0 very early here in the game as we're about halfway through the first period, but Storm absolutely looking to try to get some momentum going and take this game over. In front of a nice crowd here at the Viero Event Center. On Teddy Bear Toss Night tonight here at the Viero Event Center, after the Storm first goal, teddy bears tossed onto the ice, donated to various charities here in the local Tri-City area. Storm off the faceoff, Vecchione to Tim Bonner. Bonner in neutral ice, moves in onside with Opperman's chance of Vecchione. Opperman shot, save, Hayton, rebounds. Opperman still poking at it, and now the whistle's blown as he gets shoved off the play by Erickson. Kevin Kerr got tripped up in neutral ice on that play and was late to join the rush, but the play was started there by Bonner. He found Vecchione, and then finally Opperman jamming away at the far side of the net. And the saves were made there by Kyle Hayton. Bonner on the faceoff now with Joe Snively as he wins it over to Vecchione. Vecchione trying to get a shot. Opperman with a shot. Save, Hayton, rebound, and he covers up. Nice job off the faceoff there. Vecchione and Opperman working well with their center, Tim Bonner. This line combined for a few goals last night. Vecchione had three. Bonner with two assists. Opperman also factored into the game-winning assist. As Connor McGlynn has it on the far side off the faceoff. Vecchione deflected his pass up to Snively, but it did get to Snively. Now Kolkvist dumps it into the storm end, and we'll see an icing. As Kolkvist was behind the red line, dumped it deep, and we get a stoppage with 5:48 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm looking for something to go their way to change the momentum of this game. They trail 1-0 to Sioux City. Good to see Les Bruns back out on the ice after getting hit hard and shaken up a bit as he takes the draw and wins it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr tried to give it down low to Lappin, but it was taken away by Sioux City. And now they start the rush here, and a big hit by Lappin. Lappin lowered the shoulder there on Snively. Snively's okay. He's right back up on his feet, but Lappin got him pretty good going through neutral ice as Molinar plays it to McGlynn, and it gets kicked over to Cutler Martin. Now McGlynn falls down, and Kevin Kerr has it behind the net. Kerr on the far side to Eastman. Eastman past the red line, in onside, dumps in deep, takes his man down. And now Sioux City with the puck on the far side. They get it out to neutralize. Snively finds his man, and they're offside there as Watson went in just after Erickson did. 5:07 remains here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 is the score in favor of the Sioux City Musketeers, the only goal in this game. A power play strike from Joe Snively. Gensel gets tossed out of the faceoff. Erickson comes in and wins it. Trevor Moore gets it out of the storm zone. And now here comes Brian Ward. Ward through neutral ice. In onside. Ward looked like he took a slash there. Lost the puck. No call coming. And now Olsen moves out into neutral ice. Ivy, nice job holding him up and getting the puck over to Cecere. Cecere head for Ward. He tips it in deep. Played on the near side corner now by Watson, and Mingoya shoves him into the boards. Ward picks up the puck. Ward lofts one out for Burry. Burry cross-ice pass to Mingoya. Excuse me, to Maller. As Maller took that shot, it was blocked. Burry keeps it in on the left point. Now down low, it's Cliff Watson who plays it on the far side to Mantha. He gives it back to Watson. Watson behind the net, starting forward for Olsen. Olsen moves to neutral ice. Past the red line, dumps in deep. Matson is there. And now Burry works for it on the near side wall as Trevor Moore came away with it, but he couldn't clear. And now a second chance for Ward. He does get it out of the zone. Moore at the blue line, dumps in deep. Storm going to go off on a change as Kapla picks it up deep for Sioux City. Cotton in on the forecheck. Musketeers now bringing the puck ahead, and they air it out deep into the Storm end, and we will see icing. Sioux City, a few icing calls here as they've been trying to clear the puck. That one was a lofty dump that went deep into the Storm end. Cutler Martin won the race for it. And we get a stoppage with 3:54 left in the first period. Shots on goal, 9-9 between these two teams. 1-0 is the score in favor of the Musketeers right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff won by Cotton. Kevin Kerr on the right circle. Kerr holding, shot towards the net. He had Gomez on the back door. Couldn't connect, and now Sioux City has the puck. They move it into neutral ice, and it's Montgomery with a shot. Matson makes the save. Rebound was dangerous, but Cotton was the first man there, and he will skate to neutral ice. Cotton on the left side. Cotton in on side. Wrist shot well high and out of play. It was deflected out. 3:31 remains here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff when we resume. As they have brought on Opperman, Bonner, and Vecchione, Bonner will take the draw now against Jared Thomas. Faceoff is to the right of Kyle Hayton, Sioux City goaltender. Storm win it to Ivy. Ivy off the near side wall to Cecere. Shot. Chance in front. Vecchione on the rebound. Couldn't get control. And he stops a clearing attempt, trying to keep it in. It comes out of the zone. Here comes Thomas. Thomas takes a hit from Ivy. Ivy almost caused him to go flying. And now Ivy does throw him into the far side corner. Thomas with the puck. Ahead now to Magyar. Magyar lost it over now to Cecere, and it banks off of Opperman's skate to neutral ice. Molinar picks it up. Molinar on the far side wall now as Magyar had it, and it's broken up by the Storm. Here comes Bonner. Bonner with a rush. Bonner to the backhand shot. Save Hayton. Couldn't get it high enough there from Bonner as Hayton got it with the chest. Nice rush from Bonner. Now Opperman on the rebound. Vecchione with a shot. Just missed wide left. Now Opperman picks up the rebound, tries to cycle down low, but it's picked back up by Thomas, and he clears the zone. Rolling puck, Burry's going to have to go and race to get it. 2:30 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm trail 1-0. Maller through neutral ice. In onside. Now they say it was going to be offside and say delayed offside. Sioux City brought it away and hit the linesman coming into the Storm end. As it's back to neutral ice, Mantha at the red line. This one aired out deep into the far side corner. Racing for the puck off the back side of the net there. So Lacroix had centered it for Lampasso, and Mattson able to cover it up. 2:07 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Tri-City Storm got a big win last night over Waterloo, 6-5 the final score. Looking to try to continue things here tonight, but they trail 1-0. Face off to the right of Johan Mattson, and it's chipped behind the net. Kevin Kerr plays it. Kerr with some big pressure, but he banks it off the back wall over to Cutler Martin. Martin tried to find Ward in neutral ice. It skipped over a stick, and now Watson played it out of the Sioux City zone. But now Watson has it right back in his own zone. And now to the red line. Moves it ahead for McGlynn. McGlynn throws one towards the net. Mattson makes the save and puts it into the corner. Watson took down Kerr, and the Storm come away with the puck as Brian Ward has it. Ward on the left side. Cross ice pass. Wide open. Mingoya shot. Save by Hayton. Rebound comes out to Cecere. Holds it in. Over to Ivy on the right point. Ivy with a shot was blocked. Ivy tried to chip it deep. Got it to Trevor Moore. Moore, cross ice pass off of Cecere's skate. Cecere in the corner. Tried to center it. It was blocked. And now it goes around the boards and out of the zone. 1:15 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. As Mingoya comes back in onside. Makes a little move. Gets it to Ward. Ward tried to give it back. And here comes Sioux City, was taken away. Olsen gets taken out by Ivy. Here comes Sioux City again. Chance and they score. Kapla finds Gensel, and Gensel beats Mattson on the 2-on-1. Ivy went for the big hit there and took himself out of the play. It only left one defenseman back. It was Garrett Cecere. And it is a 2-0 lead. Therefore, the Sioux City Musketeers, Gensel gets the pass from Michael Kapla, who finished it off. Ivy takes that big hit there, but he takes himself out of the play, and the only man back was Cecere. The centering pass went right to Gensel, and it's 2-0 Sioux City. 1:02 remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm going to trail here after this first period as Cotton off the faceoff dumps it in deep. Gomez against Kapla. Cotton gets to the puck and finds Maller on the right point. Maller holding, throws a shot wide off the backboard to Gomez. Gomez up to Burry. Burry settles it down, his shot blocked. On the rebound, Burry tried to move it forward, but it was taken away by Sioux City. Now Gensel. Gensel in onside, looking for a play. Just throws one at Mattson, and Mattson makes the save and hangs on. Burry takes his man into the crease at the conclusion of the play. 34 seconds left here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And the Tri-City Storm trail 2-0 here to Sioux City. Not the position the Storm wanted to be in here tonight, as they allowed a power play goal to Joe Snively and then a late goal just now to Jake Gensel on a 2-on-1. Nice pass over from Kapla to Gensel, who on the backhand just tapped it home. Mattson was not ready to go on the right side there, and he found an open space. Storm won the faceoff now in their own zone. Opperman couldn't clear. Kept in by Henry. He finds Thomas. Thomas in the backhand. Centering pass went through. Shot went over the net there from Colquist. And Henry picks up the rebound. Henry takes a hit from Martin, moves it down low to Montgomery. Montgomery in the near side corner, holding at the right circle, threw a shot there. Martin blocked it. And now Martin trying to play out of the zone, kept in again. Vecchione ties his man up. 2 seconds left in the period. That'll be it for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trail 2-0 after one here, as Sioux City has come into this building and gotten 2 goals in the first period of play. Storm with a lot to talk about here after one, trying to get their game back together and get their offense rolling again like it was last night. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll recap the first period, and Storm defenseman Johnny Roboski will join us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic.
Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Daughtry, Three Doors Down, together in concert. One night, two full sets. Friday night, March 1st, the Viero Event Center, Kearney. With special guest, Aranda. Reserve seats are on sale now at kearneyevents.com or call 308-338-8011. Don't miss Daughtry and Three Doors Down, live.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans, do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm, trailing 2-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. After one period of play, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And after one period of play, I'm joined now by Tri-City Storm defenseman Johnny Roboski. Johnny, thanks very much for taking the time here to join us.
No problem, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, after one period, obviously, you know, you guys maybe hoping to get things started, trailing 2-0. What did you see there in the first period? General thoughts about how your team played?
I didn't think it was too bad. I mean, of course, they had the power play goal, and that's, I mean, those will happen. It's rough when we take a couple penalties in a period, but I guess the second goal was just kind of, I mean, it was a nice hit by Ivy, but it kind of put Cicere in a bad spot there in a 2-on-1. And I mean, I thought he had a nice layout. It's just they snuck the pass by. So, I mean, even though we're down 2-0, we had a couple real good chances there, especially Opperman on the back door had a couple swipes at it, just missed. So, even though it's 2-0, I think we're still in a good spot for the game.
20 minutes in, still 40 minutes left. By no means is the game over. And obviously, we want to get an update on how you're feeling here. Last week up in Fargo, take a big hit there on the backboards. How you feeling, and when's your expectation about when you're going to get back here?
It's feeling a lot better. I'm getting a lot of motion back. My goal is to go Tuesday, and I don't know if that's a lofty goal or not, but Monday I'm going to go in and get an MRI to see if there's any like bad damage, and as long as I can't injure it any worse, I should be going.
Okay. Good to know for Storm fans. Get Johnny back in the lineup here hopefully on Tuesday. Facing the same team. Are you trying to take notes a little bit? Because some of these guys you haven't seen. They've made some trades. They look a little bit different since the last time you guys have seen them. And you've had some good battles with Sioux City this year.
Yeah. They got new guys, but I try to pretty much do the same thing. Like, I just try to make the smart plays and, like, really, I guess it doesn't really matter too much of the opponents as long as I'm and, like, we're doing the good stuff. We should be all right. So, and, yeah, I guess take a look at a couple of the new guys. But for the most part, I do try to do the same thing each night in and night out.
Now, replacing you here for this weekend, you guys have Kevin Kerr. He's seen a lot of time. From your experience, obviously, you've practiced with him. You've seen him around. He's a guy who's going to be here next year, committed to Penn State. Obviously, a little bit of buzz around him. How do you feel about how he's playing? Because your coach has been pretty complimentary of what he's done so far.
He has been fantastic. I can't speak any more highly of him than, like, everything, every good thing that's said about him is well-deserved. I think he could be on the team this year. I think he's definitely good enough to be a top-six defenseman on our team this year. I played with him a little bit when he came out over Thanksgiving, and it's been awesome playing with him. He's from the same state as me. There's not too many hockey players from Pennsylvania, so I was kind of cool. Got to talk to him a little bit about that.
More specifically, what do you feel like he does well on the ice?
He is just, he's really smart. He moves the puck really well. I think he's a type of defenseman that Coach Howji really likes. That's really smart. They can get up in the rush real well. They're kind of like a fourth forward at times on rushes. Moves the puck, breaks the puck out really well, and he's really smart in the defensive zone. He doesn't really get caught out of position too much. So,
were you surprised last night that he was getting the minutes that he was getting? Maybe I was kind of surprised in overtime. He's out there, and he's the only defenseman on the ice, and I was kind of surprised being that, not necessarily that he couldn't handle it, but just that, you know, it's a big spot to put him in here as an affiliate player, just kind of joining the team, hadn't played in a few months with this team, and just having a lot of confidence in him.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it didn't really surprise me. I mean, I guess I was expecting it a little because he is fantastic, and, I mean, there's no reason not to have that kind of confidence in him. And I know, like, Nolan Gukowski last year, and he came up and he was thrown in minutes like that, so I think, I mean, Nolan's a heck of a player too, so I think that's kind of what he's been expecting, especially with how many injuries we have. So,
you and Nolan right now out of the lineup. You guys have been partners for a long while this season. How tough is it when you're sitting up there? How badly do you want to be back on the ice?
It's awful sitting up there. It's really hard to watch. I mean, it's nice, especially last night. It was nice to see the guys like have a great night offensively and come through. I mean, there's a little bump in the third, but it's terrible.
Especially when you see the guys maybe celebrating after Vec scores that goal. You guys are, you know, you want to celebrate, but you're kind of up there. Just, I'm sure you got Eli May, who's been out as well. He's pretty vocal, you can probably hear
him.
He's loud. He's cheering. He's going. But, obviously tough to get back, but hopefully we can get you back in the lineup soon enough here, maybe on Tuesday.
I hope so. That's the plan.
All right. Well, Johnny Hrabowski, thanks very much for joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, giving us a little inside info here on both himself and the team. And, Johnny, hopefully we can get you in here again, but maybe not too many times because that would mean you're injured.
Yeah, of course. Well, thanks for having me, Jerry.
No problem. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll have the Midway Out-of-Town scoreboard update in the USHL, as well as your Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game, coming up in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Hey, Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save. Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shafran.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I'm Jared Shafran here in the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux City Musketeers 2-0 tonight after the first period of play. Let's look at your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. All these games going on here in the USHL tonight. Dubuque with a 3-1 lead over Team USA in Ann Arbor. Third period, 10 minutes left in that one. Dubuque in control 3-1. Muskegon has a 3-2 lead over Sioux Falls in the second intermission in Muskegon. Indiana with a 4-3 lead over Youngstown in Youngstown. Green Bay leads Cedar Rapids on the road 1-0. Waterloo has a 2-1 lead on Omaha after one. And Lincoln and Fargo are tied 1-1 after one period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Once again, Sioux City with a 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm after one period. Time for your Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, we've got something for everyone. Valentino's, home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Question tonight is not too tough here for you Storm fans. If you know the answer, tweet it at us, at Tri-City Storms, our Twitter handle. The question is, which Storm player played in this year's World Junior Championships? The World Juniors held in Russia this year. Which player played in the World Juniors this year for Tri-City? If you know the correct answer, tweet it at us, at Tri-City Storm. And we can get you tickets to a future Storm game here at the Viero Event Center. Got a lot of games coming up. Game on Tuesday against the Sioux City Musketeers. Also, in a few weeks, the Storm will be back at home against the Fargo Force on February 9th. So if you know the answer to that Valentino's trivia question, we'd like to hear from you. At Tri-City Storms is our Twitter handle. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the drop of the puck in the second period. Storm trailing Sioux City 2-0. On the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine
is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans, do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
The music you love, the times you remember, the show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Ready for the second period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm trails 2-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. And trying to get back in this game here in the second period, the Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial in Sioux City, from right to left. As Sioux City did win the faceoff, they dump it in deep to the Storm end. Was deflected, icing was waved off. Snively plays it down low, over to Schmidt, back to Snively. Snively with a hit from Sasir. Finds Schmidt again behind the net now, as Ivy is on him and Sasir trying to battle. The puck gets shoved to the front and Bonner takes it away. Bonner finds Vecchione in neutral ice. Vecchione in onside as he threw a shot that was blocked there by Kapla. Now Vecchione trying to go down low to Bonner, too far ahead of him. Loose puck picked up by Opperman and now back to Bonner. Bonner behind the net, lost the puck there, tried to kick it with him, and it's moved out. Rolling puck out of the zone. Here is Sioux City with possession. Throw it back to the Tri-City end. Kevin Kerr gets it to Bonner, who deflects it deep into the Musketeers zone. A minute in here in the second period, and Sioux City with a rush. It's Erickson on the right side. Tried to get it ahead for Olsen. Went ahead, and Maller plays it now. Back to Burry. Burry had his pass deflected by Erickson, and he has to retreat behind the net. Burry lost the puck. A shot from Gensel, and it goes in on a deflection. It is now 3-0 Sioux City, 18:45 remaining, and it looks like we are going to see a goaltender change. It is Justin Quale time here at the Viero Event Center as Johan Mattsson has surrendered his third goal of the night. Josh Houngey took a look at his assistant coach, Eric Fink, and Fink said, oh, okay, Quale's in. So it's a 3-0 game. We saw a goalie change last night as Waterloo took out their starting goaltender in favor of Eamon McAdam. Cal Peterson didn't make it past the first period. Mattsson made it just about a minute and a half into the second, and that was it. So Quale's in. 18:37 remaining in the second period. A lot of time left in this game. And we saw last night a three-goal lead not insurmountable in the third period. But right now, Sioux City with a 3-0 lead, and that goal for Jake Gensel may have come off a deflection there, but not really a great shot that was able to go in off of Mattson. And Gensel has his second of the game here as now in neutral ice, Mingoya has it. Mingoya tried to put it ahead, and now it gets pushed back to Cecere. Cecere off the far side wall to Brian Ward. Left it for Moore, and now moved it in to the Sioux City zone. Puck's loose now in the Sioux City zone. Erickson picks it up and puts it back to neutral ice. Rolling into the storm end, picked up by Ivy, icing waved off. Ivy to the far side, now Trevor Moore. Moore deflects it in deep. Mingoya into the forecheck trying to go get it. And now Trevor Moore picks it up in the near side corner. Moore ahead for Kerr. Kerr with a shutdown low deflected wide by Mingoya. And now Mantha on the far side corner. Takes a hit from Trevor Moore, moved around to the near side. And Sioux City has it. Montgomery lost it to Ward. Ward cross-ice pass. Cutler Martin. Martin in onside. Dumps it deep. Martin goes and chases now against Watson. Watson on the far side. Plays it ahead now for Thomas. Thomas back out to neutral ice, taken away by Jason Cotton. Cotton holds on a shot, now takes one, save, rebound, loose in the crease, still loose, and a bouncing puck comes over to Thomas. Thomas in neutral ice, dumps in deep. Thomas trying to move past Burry, he sticks it over to Gomez on the near side wall and out to neutral ice. Mantha at the red line dumps it in deep as there's a broken stick behind the storm net. Quale plays it over to Maller, and now out to neutral ice. Linnell tried to find L'Esperance as it's tipped around by the Sioux City blue line, picked up by Heinrich. Heinrich on the far side, and he is able to connect there with Henry. Henry takes a spill against Linnell, and L'Esperance tried to move it forward. Now Linnell has it back, puts it out to neutral ice. Sioux City with the puck in a 3-0 lead, 16:44 left in the second period. Here comes onside Lampasso. Gets taken off the puck nicely there by Burry. And now Mingoya played it ahead for L'Esperance. In on the right side. L'Esperance with a shot. Goes off the shoulder of Hayton and deflects behind the net. Rebound fought for in the far side corner. Lappin trying to get to there with Eastman. And Sioux City does able to get control. And they move it out to neutral ice. Eastman racing for it back in his own zone. Plays it to Ivy here on the near side. Ivy in his own zone holding. Now back to the far side where he finds L'Esperance. L'Esperance back to Ivy, trying to start a rush. Ivy banks it off of L'Esperance's skate. Now L'Esperance able to get a two-on-two going. L'Esperance moves in, trying to get past a few defensemen, kept in by Cecere with a shot saved by Hayton. Rebound for Heinrich, and he airs this one out deep. Bouncing puck goes in on Quale. Cecere took a spill, and a centering pass was deflected. Lappin couldn't get control. A turnaround shot gets deflected wide. And now here come the Storm, and it's Bonner. Bonner moving in. Bonner to the center of the slot, taken away. Here comes Sioux City on the transition play on the far side. Shot went wide of the net there. That time, shot came from Schmidt, and the rebound comes out of the zone. Molinar plays it off the far side wall, picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr holding in his own zone. Vecchione out to the blue line, and it's poked deep by Bonner. He gets around Molinar nicely, but couldn't get to the puck, and Erickson plays it on the far side. The outlet pass was deflected by Vecchione, played by Olsen. Olsen to the near side wall. Now Molinar holds it at the red line, and his play at the blue line is stopped. Bouncing puck played ahead by Burry to Mingoya. Mingoya in on side with a shot. It hits the crossbar and into the netting. Mingoya took the shot. It definitely deflected off a Sioux City player, kind of changed direction on Hayton. Hayton didn't see it. It slowed down, and it clanged off the crossbar. Kind of shows what the Storm have been dealing with here. Down 3-0 to Sioux City. 14:54 left in the second period. Storm win the faceoff from Ward over to Moore. Shot from Ivy through traffic was blocked there. And it's aired out really high and actually into the video board. On the top of the center scoreboard here at the Viero Event Center, the puck laid to rest there in the top of the video board. And we got a stoppage with 14:45 left in the second period. Storm have the offensive zone faceoff here. Is Sioux City unable to clear the zone just yet? Ward on the draw against Gensel. Faceoff won by Sioux City, and Mantha has it now on the far side. Trevor Moore, far side wall. Moore finds Ivy. Ivy on the right point, shot blocked. Rebound. Cecere tried to kick it in deep. Gensel has it, And his clearing pass goes all the way down into the Storm end. Ivy doing battle with Erickson. Icing waved off. Shot on Quale. He makes his first save. And now Sasir plays it ahead for Mingoya. Mingoya out neutral ice. Puts it in onside. Mingoya at the right circle. Left it for more. Shot. Save. Hayton. Rebound. Ivy goes and chips in deep to get it. Down low Mingoya. Mingoya on the far side corner. Taken off the puck by Mantha. Gets it back. Mingoya to Moore. And it's hustled out of the zone there. Nice play by Olsen. Goes all the way down. Icing waved off. Burry with it behind his own net. Burry banks it off the near side wall. And now Cotton tried to find Trevor Moore. Couldn't connect with the pass. Montgomery put it deep into the storm end again. Burry on the far side. Plays it now to the near side. Burry doing battle in the near side corner. And Cotton comes in and takes it away. Here comes Linnell. Linnell trying to get back to Cotton. It was deflected over to Montgomery. Montgomery dumps it in deep. And it's played on the far side now. Sioux City doing what they need to do here. They have a 3-0 lead, and they've really controlled play. The Storm have not gotten that many great opportunities here in this game. As now the Musketeers have it in their own end. Capua takes a hit from Gomez, moves it around to the far side corner, and it's kept in there nicely by Cutler. Martin throws one in on Mantha. He makes the save. Linnell throwing his body around there on the boards. Cotton couldn't handle it, but now Cotton does get to it. And he puts it in deep. Linnell trying to fight against Heinrich to get to the puck, but Kaplow was there first. Kaplow on the far side, plays around the near side, takes a hit from Gomez. Storm, one thing on this shift here, you've seen the guys finish their checks as Sioux City plays it all the way down for an icing. And this is a big opportunity for the Storm here. It's been a long shift for Sioux City. The Storm have been finishing their checks. There's no doubt about that here. Linnell, as well as Gomez, really throwing their body around. Now the Storm get a line change. They bring on Lesperance, Eastman, and Lappin here. Get an offensive zone faceoff with a tired line for Sioux City. Faceoff scrum 4-1 by the Musketeers. They dump it all the way down with Heinrich, and it carries icing waved off, though, and Sasir plays it all the way over to Lappin, who's in onside on the left side. After Sioux City's making a change, Lappin gets thrown to the ground. No call coming, and Molinar has it on the far side. Lappin trying to stop him there as Lesperance blocks a clearing attempt. Lesperance tried to get it back to Lappin. Lappin throws his body around, gets it to Eastman. Eastman to Lesperance. Lesperance couldn't handle it. Now it's picked up by Lampasso. Lampasso and Lesperance lost his stick. Lampasso gets taken down by Lappin. Nice job there by Lappin and lost the puck. Rebound came over to Ivy, and now with it is Lappin. Lappin in onside with Lesperance. Shot saved by Hayton, and he holds on. Lesperance gets a shove from Henry in the crease. Lacroix comes in with Eastman. Few pushing and shoving players here as the Storm trail 3-0. Trying to find a way to get on the board, both so they can get back in this game and see the crowd throw some teddy bears on the ice. Never the game you want to be shut out in here, the teddy bear toss game, as we do have a 3-0 lead for the Sioux City Musketeers. And still a lot of time left in this game, but right now the Storm need to get one on the board just to break through against Kyle Hayton. Hayton has been no all-star this year, that's for sure. 1-6-4 is his record with a goals against average of 3.49 and a save percentage of 88% here. So not outstanding numbers for Hayton, but honestly, the Storm aren't getting great chances against him. He's making the saves he needs to make. Those shots from the Storm are coming from the outside. They don't have a lot of players in front. They don't have traffic. It's been a pretty easy game for Hayton here. We're almost halfway through. 3-0 lead for Sioux City. Faceoff in the Sioux City end. A nice job hustle play by Vecchione to get the puck, but he couldn't get it up to Opperman. Kept in, though, by Bonner, and now it's taken away by Mantha, and it's played out to neutral ice. Bouncing puck for Burry in the Storm end. He settles it down and fires it all the way down the ice. Icing waved off as Hayton comes out of his net, plays it for Watson. Watson played to the far side to Schmidt, kept in at the left point there by Burry, dumped in deep off the backboards, and it's picked up by Watson ahead, kept in again by Bonner. Storm trying to get the forecheck going, trying to make something happen. Vecchione in the far side corner. Fanned on a pass, took a hit, kept the puck, still with it. Vecchione to the far side corner now. Opperman, first man there. Nice job here by Vecchione, Bonner, and Opperman. Vecchione behind the net. Vecchione holding in the near side corner to Martin. Down low to Bonner. Bonner being shoved into the boards by Snively, trying to get free. Mantha plays it around the far side. Burry keeps it in. Burry down low, but right to Mantha, who plays it ahead, kept in again. And now it's Schmidt, can't clear, kept in by Mingoya. Mingoya, down low to Opperman. Opperman, chanced in front, shot, save Hayton, rebound, save Hayton. Another rebound, and he's there to cover up. Well, that's a positive shift there for the Tri-City Storm. Might have been their best shift of the night there between Opperman, Vecchione, and Bonner. And just a lot of puck possession there, wearing the Musketeers down. And the Storm actually were able to make a change. Mingoya came on during that play. As off the faceoff, Sioux City wins it, but Cutler Martin gloved it down at the point and kept it in. Now down low is Trevor Martin playing against Kapla. Kapla has it. And on the backboards, Heinrich plays it around, but Martin keeps it in on the far side. Now Moore behind the net. Moore gets hauled down, upcoming penalty. As a bouncing puck played from Mingoya back to Moore, back to Mingoya, and it's touched up by Sioux City. Tri-City Storm going on the Century 21 power play here for the second time tonight. And they'll try to get on the board here, trailing 3-0 with 10:24 left in the second period. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Face-off here in the Sioux City end, and the Musketeers win it and clear it all the way down. Justin Qualley out of his net here to play it for Kevin Kerr. Tri-City with their second Century 21 power play opportunity of the evening. Vecchione past the red line, wraps it around the boards to the far side and all the way down. Bonner complaining that he got the stick slashed out of his hand as it was sent down. No call coming. Linnell leaves it for Kerr. Kerr ahead, out to neutralize to Vecchione. Vecchione dumps in deep around the backboards. Linnell tries to come get it on the far side. Montgomery is there for Sioux City. Scrum on the backboards, three aside for either team. And Lappin falls down. Now Thomas with it. A fan clearing attempt kept in by Kerr. He gets taken down. Loose puck. Qualley's got to come out of his net to play it. And he just chips it to the side. Taken back by Thomas, and he puts it wide of the net. Qualley not comfortable handling the puck there as he tried to put it to the far side. Now the Storm are going to get whistled for icing here on the power play. And not what you want in the first minute of your power play for the Storm. They were unable to set up. They had a dangerous moment in their own zone with Justin Qualley, and then they get whistled for icing. So they cannot change. 56 seconds remain here in the penalty to Sioux City, which went to Blake Heinrich, taking down Trevor Moore. As the faceoff won by Sioux City, they dump it deep, and now it's played on the far side wall in the Storm end. Kevin Kerr comes away with the puck. 45 seconds left in the Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. Vecchione tries to leave it ahead for Lappin, stopped at the blue line and sent all the way down. Storm really out of sorts here. The entire game have not been able to set up, and that's a great example there. Vecchione just passing it too far ahead of Lappin, and it gets shot down the ice. Cecere now to Ward. Ward at the blue line, in onside. Ward finds Cecere. Cecere with a shot saved by Hayton. Rebound cleared down by Snively. Good shot there from Cecere, but it was cleared all the way down, and no second opportunity. 10 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Cecere ahead to Opperman. Opperman banks it in deep. Couldn't get it in deep, actually, as it was stopped and shoved all the way down again. And we are back at even strength. One shot on the Storm power play by Cecere. And that was it. Mingoya now from his own blue line turns it over to Olsen. Olsen, breakaway. And they're offside. Boy, a lucky break for the Tri-City Storm here. Right there as they whistle Josh Erickson offside. Storm already trailing 3-0 and really out of sorts here tonight. Not over yet, but just need to do something to get something going. And really, they need to get on the board more than anything. Get a goal to start their way back into this game. Trailing 3-0 here in the second period. 8:11 left. As Eastman off the faceoff plays it ahead for Gomez. Gomez back to Eastman. Eastman puts it into the corner. And it's taken away by Heinrich. Heinrich off the far side wall and all the way out to neutral ice as Maller races to get it in his own end. Maller gets taken off the puck by Erickson. Loose puck in front of the net, and Qualley was out of the net, and it gets shoved wide. On the backboards now, it's Burry playing it ahead. Eastman has it now on the near side wall. Eastman plays it up And Gomez has it. Gomez throws it into the near side corner. And Lesperance is there, takes a hit from Olsen. Eastman comes in to play it with Kapla. Now Lesperance again. Lesperance holding, shot off the side of the net from Gomez. Rebound, Gomez gets it from Eastman down low on the backboards. Gomez looking to the center, deflection. Cotton with the shots, blocked in front. Rebound goes into the far near side corner, played down low for Kapla. Kapla ahead for Olsen. Olsen pass behind Gensel, loose in neutral ice, and it trickles back to the stick of Cutler-Martin. Martin harassed there, but gets it to Cotton, and Cotton dumps it in deep. Racing for that puck is Linnell, but Sioux City is there first, kipped in by Ivy on the right point. Loose puck, Cotton banked it off the skate of Henry. Now Linnell was trying to get to it. Cecere hustles over and keeps it in, gets it in deep. Kapla has it now for Sioux City, under 7 minutes left in the second period. Musketeers with a 3-0 lead here at the Viero Event Center. Lacroix tips it out of play. Faceoff will be in neutral ice with 6:48 remaining in the second period when we resume play. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers and really struggling here at the Viero Event Center tonight. For all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, contact Norm's Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-7738. Tri-City Storm once again trailing this game 3-0. Two goals from Jake Gensel, the top scorer here on the Sioux City Musketeers, as well as Joe Snively, who got a power play goal, 7:58 into the first period. That's where we stand right now. Fans still eager to try to toss some teddy bears on the ice here. But the Storm have not gotten a goal past Kyle Hayton yet and trail 3-0. 6:48 left in the second and then 20 minutes in the third. As we have some excitement in the crowd with the kiss cam right now. Face off in neutral ice. Here, one by the Storm. Lappin gets it deep. Linnell chasing for it. First man there is Molinar. Molinar behind the net. Over to Cotton. And Schmidt takes it away. Schmidt off the backboards. Finds Kolkvist. Kolkvist ahead. And a big hit there from Lesperance on McGlynn. But he finds Snively. Snively in. Shot. Save. Quale. Rebound to Linnell. He turns it around to Cotton. Cotton to Lappin. Just moved under his stick. Lappin goes and tries to get it against Molinar here. Deep in the zone. And Lappin took down Molinar. No call as Cotton went over there. And now Sioux City banks it out to neutral ice. Rolling puck for Burry in the Storm end. Burry behind his own net. Holding off the near side wall. Out to neutral ice. And Bonner has it. Bonner with a 2-on-2. Bonner holding. Shot. Blocked. Rebound. And I say Sioux City in front of their goaltender here, Hayton, has gotten a lot of blocks and deflections. And that's another reason why the Storm are off the board here as Olsen raced into the zone. Martin took a big hit from Erickson. Erickson went high with his hands and then pushed a backhand shot wide. Rebound went off the side of the net. And now picked up by Bonner. Didn't like that hit from Erickson as he went up high with his hands as Bonner has it on the near side wall. Bonner holding, leaves it for Opperman. Opperman tries a toe drag. It's taken off the puck by Gensel. Opperman didn't really have control of it when he tried the toe drag, and now it's hit out with a glove here by Kerr. Bonner didn't want to touch up, so Sioux City did. And now Vecchione has it. Vecchione, a pass deflected for Bonner. Bonner back to Vecchione, in onside on the right side. Vecchione tries to get to the slot, taken away again. And now it's hit with a high stick by Bonner, but not whistled. And it's cleared all the way down by Sioux City. It'll be an icing on the Musketeers. Seem a little tired. Oh, no, they wave it off. The official had his hand up. I was surprised it's not an icing. As Opperman takes it to the red line and dumps it in deep. Out of his net is Hayton. Hayton leaves it for Mantha around the far side and into the netting. Stoppage of play as Sioux City knocked it out. 4:44 remaining here in the second period. And the Storm have yet to get on the board. They trail 3-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm seem like they're just going through the motions here, not seeing the urgency necessary to get in this game as Ward on the faceoff circle. Faceoff won by the Storm. Ivy tried to play it down low to Mingoya, and his shot was deflected out of play. So another offensive zone faceoff for the Tri-City Storm with 4:37 remaining here in the second period. The Viero Event Center Musketeers have a 3-0 lead. Brian Ward now against Jared Thomas. Faceoff is won by really scrum for, and now Sioux City gets it after the Storm tried to throw one towards the net, and it's banked all the way down. Icing waved off. Quale played it with his stick out to the near side, and Ward played it ahead from Ngoya. Taken away. Shot save. Quale. Shot there came from Nick Magyar. Rebound. And it's picked up by Montgomery. Down low to Magyar. Magyar on the backboards. Played it ahead. Maller tried to get it around Thomas. He couldn't. Thomas trying to get set, and he gets it back to Montgomery, and now it's taken away by Mingoya. Mingoya racing up the ice. Mingoya tries to go to the slot. Loose puck. Poked away by Hayton. Moore gets taken off the puck nicely there by Montgomery. Now a pass to the far side. Magyar. Magyar on the far side. Finds Thomas. Shot. Save. Quale. Rebound. On the top of the circle. Deflection. And it went wide from Thomas. Martin plays it now on the near side. And the Storm trying to get it out of the zone, but it pokes away. Quick shot. Blocked. Rebound for Ward. And Ward finds Mingoya. Mingoya trying to race in again in the zone. Mingoya shot. Save. Hayton. Nice save by Hayton. As Mingoya tried to use the defenseman there, Colquist, as an obstruction. And the save was made by the blocker. Now Cecere loses the puck in his own zone, but Cotton comes in and takes it back. Nice job by Jason Cotton. 3:10 left here in the second period as Lappin has it, moves in on the right side, but Colquist takes it back, and now Molinar has it behind the net. Molinar starts forward, and it goes all the way down. This time it will be an icing on the Musketeers. 2:59 left here in the second period. Storm trailing 3-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Shots on goal now in favor of Tri-City, 24-19. No goals here since the beginning of the second period when Gensel got one at 1:15 of the second. As the faceoff won by Sioux City, back to Colquist, and a big hit there by Ryan Ivey. Takes out Lacroix, but here comes Sioux City with Henry. Henry down low. Cotton on him. Henry moving around to the far side corner. Cotton obstructing him. Now Lempasso takes a hit from Cecere. Cecere trying to move the puck on the far side wall. Finally, it's poked free. Linnell gloved it down, got it to neutral ice, moved around Munman, couldn't get past Mantha, but Linnell got it back, and it was stopped at the blue line there. Now Cotton dumps it deep, and it's played by Colquist behind his own net. Colquist holding, and he evades two forecheckers and now starts forward. Finds McGlynn. McGlynn at the blue line, shot in on Quale, and Quale makes a save with a glove, and he moves it. L'Espérance has it behind the net. L'Espérance to the center, makes great move, gets around three guys, three on two. L'Espérance with Gomez, trying to find Eastman on the far side, and he couldn't connect. Now the puck's loose in the circle. Coming in is Martin, but it's cleared out of the zone to Burry. Burry now back to the blue line, and Eastman has it. Cross-ice pass for L'Espérance. L'Espérance gets stopped, and it goes out of the zone. Shot in right on the netminder. Hayton, he gloved it down. Storm tag up, and Sioux City whistles it. Now we get a stoppage, and it looks like they just called offside, I guess. And we will get a stoppage with 1:42 left in the second period. Couple nice moves there from Joel L'Espérance, but no shots towards the net. And again, Sioux City just really doing what they need to do. Every time the Storm come in, they're not allowing Tri-City to get pucks deep and set up. And they're blocking shots that come towards the net. And now it's a turnover to Vecchione. Shot. Save. Rebound. Vecchione has it. Another save. The puck is still loose. Glove down by Kerr. Fakes on a shot. And now it's almost taken away. Now it is taken away by Olsen. Out to neutral ice. Gensel. Gensel at the left circle. Stopped there by Ivy to the near side corner. Boy, oh boy, the Storm. Probably their best opportunity there. A wide open net as Vecchione had a turnover from Sioux City and they couldn't capitalize. Now Sioux City with possession in the Storm end. On the far side wall, it's Erickson. Puts it down low to Olsen. Storm don't look like they have much energy here, just kind of standing around, and it's played out of the zone to Heinrich. Under a minute left in this period, Heinrich puts it in the netting on a dump-in try from the red line. Faceoff will come back out to neutral ice. 54 seconds left here in the second period, and the Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0. Not a lot of life here in this game towards the end of the second period. Faceoff won by the Storm as Cutler Martin gets it to the red line, dumps it in deep. Hayton out of his net, plays it on the near side. Mingoya tries to stick it down. He couldn't. It's kept in there by Moore, and now Thomas clears it out to neutralize. And here comes Kapla racing forward as Martin. Kapla puts it in. Martin gloves it out. And Capua plays it on the near side now to Montgomery. Shot towards the net. Save made by Quale. Rebound. Has to make another save there on Thomas. And it's picked up by Martin. Martin over to Trevor Moore in neutral ice. Moore gets to the puck. Moving in the left circle. And he couldn't get a shot off. It goes down deep. Heinrich plays it off the far side wall. And now they glove it out to neutral ice. Maller racing for it there. He chips it ahead. And Ward gets to it. Ward to the red line. And here comes Trevor Moore. Moore with a wrist shot. Saved by Hayton. Rebound to the far side. Moore. Chance puts it behind the net. Now Cecier keeps it in on the near side wall. And that is it for the second period. Tri-City Storm have been taken off their game for 40 minutes by the Sioux City Musketeers. And Sioux City has a commanding 3-0 lead after 40 minutes of play. And the Storm really have to dig deep here before they get to the third period. Trailing 3-0 at home in front of their fans against the Sioux City Musketeers. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
That's the sound of our spring beer, Samuel Adams Alpine Spring. Alpine Spring has a bright, citrusy, refreshing taste. We took a classic pils, added honey malt and special Tetnang hops, and left it unfiltered for a golden hazy color. Ah, delicious. Perfect for spring. Sam Adams Alpine Spring. Hurry, because it'll be gone fast.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling we or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right.
The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Tri-City Storm trail 3-0 after two periods of play here at the Viero Event Center to the Sioux City Musketeers. Here, welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And Tri-City Storm really have a ways to go in this one. And we did see a three-goal comeback in the third period last night from Waterloo. It's not impossible, but it has not looked good for the Storm here. They trail 3-0. They're actually out shooting Sioux City now 27-22. But the three goals for Sioux City, one for Joe Snively on the power play from Jared Kolkfist at 7:58. Then from Jake Gensel, he gets a goal from Michael Kapla and Trevor Olsen at 18:58 of the first period. It was 2-0 after one. And a minute 15 into the second, Jake Gensel gets his second goal of the night, beats Johan Mattsson, and Josh Howji says, that's it, gives Mattsson the yank, and brings in Justin Quale. Quale is, to his credit, 9-for-9 in his time in the game in his 18 minutes and 45 seconds. Kyle Hayton, however, is better, 27-for-27 through 40 minutes. Tough to argue with there from Hayton, as the Sioux City Musketeers scored one power play goal in the first period. The only two penalties for the Storm tonight to Brian Ward in the first period for cross-checking and tripping. Sioux City's penalties to Kyle Schmidt for slashing in the first period just 26 seconds into the game. And again to Blake Heinrich for hooking in the second period at 9:36. And that's where we stand here, a 3-0 lead. Second period shots on net, Tri-City Storm outshot Sioux City 15-10. But at this point, it's all about what Josh Howji likes to talk. And when he talks about what his team needs to do, it's about heart. And at this point, the Tri-City Storm have not had the heart that they need to be in this game. They don't even have a heart to get a goal here, as the shots they're throwing on Hayton are just not good enough. They've got to get some high-quality opportunities. They have hit a crossbar. They have had a few chances in front of the net. But they need to do better, and they need to get forechecking pressure. They need to get the puck deep. Storm are trying to carry the puck in. They're getting stopped at the blue line. It's just been an uncharacteristic performance here from this team, and a lot of times when this team loses, they come up short. Tonight, that's not been the case. They are down 3-0, and they are a long ways away from getting back into this one. A huge change needs to be made in the third period if the Storm are going to come back in this game. And to be honest, this is a huge game for Tri-City. They really can't afford to drop any more points. They're already 9 points out of the playoffs here, as we are in late January and only a few months left in this season. Coming into the game, they weren't out of it, but a loss here tonight really puts them at a disadvantage, and I think Josh Howji is going to let the players know that here in the locker room after two periods of play. It's gut check time here. They got to make a comeback and at least salvage at least a point here in this game, or else they're just dropping farther and farther behind in the standings. And we'll get a look at the other teams here in the USHL in just a few minutes in the USHL out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. But like I said, it's gut check time here for the Storm, and as Josh Howji says, they got to bring some heart into this third period, trailing 3-0 here at the Viero Event Center. We'll be back with the continuation of the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Viero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Viero To Go. The best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Vero to Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Vero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Vero.com for details.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm trail 3-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers after two periods of play. Let's look at your out-of-town scoreboard tonight presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Looking at the scores here from around the league, Dubuque has defeated Team USA 3-1 tonight. And a good win on the road here for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, top team in the USHL this year. Goals from Evan Jansen, Mike Smatula, and Brandon Carlson. Only Team USA goal for Sonny Milano on the power play, as the final was 3-1 in favor of the Fighting Saints in Ann Arbor. Sioux Falls and Muskegon are tied 3-3 late in the third period. Good battle going on there in Muskegon. Indiana ahead of Youngstown 4-3 on the road with a minute 50 left in that one. Green Bay with a 2-0 lead over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. 10 minutes left in the second period, and that one's still a long way to go in that game. Waterloo with a 5-1 lead on Omaha. Omaha has been hot lately, and Waterloo looks like they're taking some revenge out on the Lancers after last night's loss here in Kearney. They're in Omaha. Mike Hunnebrinker, Zach Stepan with two goals. Hunnebrinker has one. JT Stangline and Taylor Camerata, all goals for Waterloo. Matt Gaudreau, the only goal for the Lancers as they trail 5-1 to Waterloo. And Fargo and Lincoln, after two periods of play, are still tied 1-1 in Lincoln at the Icebox. Good match there between the Force and the Stars. Here again at the Viero Event Center, it's a 3-0 lead in favor of the Sioux City Musketeers. They have the control here over the Tri-City Storm, and we'll get to your Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia answer of the game here as the Tri-City Storm will do battle in the third period in just a minute. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, we've got something for everyone. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. And the Tri-City Storm, here the question was, for Valentino's trivia question, which Storm player played in the World Junior Championships earlier this year in Russia? Correct answer was Richard Burry. Couple correct answers here from some Storm fans. Congratulations to Kyle Melroy, who answers the question correctly. You've won tickets to Tuesday's game here against the Sioux City Musketeers. It'll be another battle between these two teams, and you are in here. Pick your tickets up at the Viero Event Center box office on Tuesday. Kyle, congratulations to Kyle Melroy, as Richard Burry did play for Team Slovakia in the World Junior Championships before joining the Storm. Picked up a bit of a free agent move there by the Storm to pick up Burry. And a nice pickup for Tri-City as he is once again in the lineup tonight playing defense. And Slovakia did what they needed to do to stay in the elite division in the World Junior Championships, defeating Germany as well. They had another win too, and the win against Germany was big because that one kept them in the elite group and they didn't drop them down. And they will once again be in the elite group next year. Burry has a chance to play for them again. And he's hoping to be selected for the team again next season, but a year away, he's not really sure if he will be on the team or not. Said, we'll check back with him next season, and he'll be able to tell us what the situation is there, as he's 19, going to be 20 next year, and can again play in the World Junior Championships. Take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, it'll be the start of the third period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Daughtry, Three Doors Down, together in concert. One night, two full sets. Friday night, March 1st, the Viero Event Center, Kearney. With special guest, Aranda. Reserve seats are on sale now at kearneyevents.com or call 308-338-8011. Don't miss Daughtry and Three Doors Down, live.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and three touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
Third period of play about to start here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm fan base still hoping they can toss their teddy bears onto the ice. If the Storm don't score, I hope no one quotes me on this, but I do believe that the fans will still be able to throw the teddy bears on at the conclusion of the game. But I'm sure they'd want to celebrate the goal with the toss as the puck is down. Storm going from right to left on your radio dial here in the third period. Sioux City from left to right as the Storm dumping in deep, played around by Hayton to the far side. Bonner has the puck pop up in the air on him. Opperman goes and chases it in the far side corner as he takes a hit. Bonner now with the puck. with Schmidt on him, and the puck comes free to McGlynn. McGlynn gets sealed off nicely by Vecchione there as Ivy has it. Ivy, cross-ice pass, finds Opperman in onside with Bonner. Bonner at the top of the left circle, holding. Bonner gets taken off the puck by Heinrich, and Schmidt has it. Schmidt on the forecheck there. The Storm trying to get a turnover. Martin tries to keep it in there at the left point, and it's tossed out to Snively. Snively in onside on the right side with Kerr on him. Snively to the center as Erickson has it. Chance in front for Olsen. Shot was deflected wide of the net. And now Kerr skates ahead on the far side. Kerr finds Moore. Moore chipped that ahead of him and lost the puck. It neutralized. Now Olsen overskated it. Moore takes it back. Moore tries a pass back to Mingoya. It was blocked. And now here comes Sioux City. Sioux City at the red line, dumping it in deep as it got deflected. And now it's turned over to Erickson. Erickson with a shot. And Quale there with a quick glove makes the save. 18:37 remaining here in this game. Storm, not the start in the third that they've wanted here. Still not making the good passes in neutral ice and not really with any urgency. Here is they got to get back in this game, trailing 3-0. Faceoff in their own zone. Maller tries to bank it off the boards, kept in on the left point. Shot was blocked in front. Rebound to Burry. And now Richard Burry plays it to Mingoya. Back to Burry through neutral ice. Burry loses control of the puck. And now here comes Sioux City once again. It's Magyar, another shot that went wide from Montgomery. It was Magyar who took the initial shot. And now Trevor Moore comes back the other way. Moore in onside with a shot that just rockets high of the net. Rebound to the near side. Burry. Burry keeps it in. Down low. Trevor Moore to Brian Ward. Ward behind the net. Ward holding to the center. And Mingoya couldn't get hold of it. And now Burry lets it go out of the zone. Burry back in on the left side. And he can't get it deep. Picked up by Sioux City. As Lappin gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. Touched up by Jared Thomas. Lappin gets taken down. It's a tripping call. Storm back on the Century 21 power play here with 17:42 left in this game. And got to think this is it right here for the Storm. Josh Howgie on the bench. Got to rile up the troops here and get things going on the power play. Man in the box is Jared Kolkfist, Hermantown, Minnesota native. And the Storm trail 3-0 on the Century 21 power play for 2 minutes. Here we go. Ward wins the draw over to Trevor Moore, and he finds Opperman. Opperman at the left point goes down to the left wall in the half boards. And now it's taken away by Mantha, and he clears all the way down. Storm cannot win a battle on the boards there. And now Quale leaves it for Cecere. Cecere starts ahead out of his own zone. Finds Opperman in neutral ice. Opperman swings it around the boards to the near side. Ward plays it ahead. And Henry picks up the puck. Now Watson clears it all the way down. Storm still struggling to set up here against this Sioux City penalty kill, which has been successful here tonight. Cecere. Cecere head to Ward. Ward in onside. Ward at the left circle. Over to Mingoya. Mingoya down low on the goal line. Back to Ward. Ward behind the net. Has Opperman wide open. He waited to give it to him. It goes through Opperman's legs. Cecere keeps it in, though. And Ward now bounces it over to Opperman. Ward gets taken down. Cecere plays it over to Trevor Moore. Moore at the right circle. Back to Cecere. Cecere winds on a shot that goes wide. Rebound to Opperman. Opperman down low. Moved by Mingoya to Trevor Moore to the far side. And the Storm are going to change here. Moore with a shot. Save Hayton. Rebound through the crease. Kept in by Cecere at the point. Over to Mingoya. Mingoya back to Cecere. Bonner goes off on a change. Cecere over to Opperman. Opperman to Cecere with a shot. Glove save by Hayton. And he hangs on. 35 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. 16-17 remaining in the second and the third period of play. Here is the Storm. Struggling on the power play. Got a few shots there. Cecere looking good on the point. As Bonner wins the faceoff, Vecchione keeps it in on the left point. Vecchione to Bonner, and he gets it deep to Lappin. Lappin gets sealed off. Bonner comes in to try to take it on the backboards. It gets popped out in front. Linnell can't get it, control of it. And now here comes Sioux City with a rush. It's Henry. Henry with a slap shot. Just misses wide at the left of the net. Rebound comes out to neutral ice. It's Tim Lappin on the right side. Lappin with 13 seconds left in the power play throws a shot in on Hayton. And Hayton makes the save, holding on with 11 seconds left in the penalty to Colquitt. Storm still trailing 3-0 with 15:53 remaining in the final period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm really trying to get back in this game with a power play here. Gotten a few shots, but no traffic in front of Hayton. He's made the saves. Faceoff won by Sioux City. They clear it all the way down. Just 5 seconds left in the man advantage now for Tri-City as Maller has it behind his net. And we are back at even strength. Maller over to Eastman. Eastman in onside. Dumps it in. Erickson has it on the backboards. Plays it around the near side for Molinar. Gomez plays it for Burry. Burry with a shot. Deflection. Rebound Eastman just over the net. Rebound to Erickson this time, and he clears it around to the near side. Burry keeps it in on the wall. Shoves his man down. Puck's loose. Eastman gets it. Throws a nice pass to L'Esperance. Shot. Went wide of the net. Rebound. Cleared out to neutral ice. And L'Esperance let it go ahead for Ivy. Ivy gets it in deep to the zone. Swings it around to the near side boards. And Olsen plays it right back out to neutral ice. Cecere picks it up. Cecere in his own end. Plays it ahead and lost the puck. Chance in front on a centering pass. Went wide. Rebound for Sioux City. As Ivy lost it. Now Sioux City in front. Kaplow with a shot. Save. Quality rebound. Hit over the net. Another chance here. Kaplow at the right point. Fakes on a shot. And it's taken away and forced out of the zone by Eastman. L'Esperance goes off to the bench. And Sioux City tries to dump it in. Got stopped at the line. And now they play it in on the near side wall. Here in the storm zone, it's Vecchione, fans on a pass, and loses the puck for a second to Snively, but now Cutler-Martin picks it up in the near side corner. Martin against Schmidt. Here is, there's 14:20 left in this game. Storm still trailing by three, and Sioux City is turning on the pressure. Now Opperman finally takes back possession here on the near side wall. Opperman through neutral ice. In onside. Opperman with a shot right into the chest of Kyle Hayton, and he hangs on, and right there, Kyle Hayton will make that save all day as Opperman has a rush, but no traffic in front. Hayton has good vision there, and he just keeps himself in the good position to make the save. 14:07 left in this game. Storm still trailing 3-0. Shots on goal in favor of the Storm, 32-28, but they trail and have not gotten one past Kyle Hayton. Faceoff now to Hayton's left. Ward on the draw for the Storm, and he wins it. Mingoya actually keeps it in the zone, throws one deep off the backboards. Ward picks it up on the near side, trying to find more, but it was broken up. Now back to Brian Ward on the near side corner, trying to get it to Mingoya. And Trevor Moore comes away with the puck. Moore doing work on the near side wall, plays a cross-ice pass to Kerr. Kerr finds Moore in the slot, couldn't get a shot off. He wasn't in a good position. And Moore keeps it in now at the right point, stopped the clearing attempt. And Ward trying to... And he takes a man down, and they're going to call a penalty on it. As the puck is kept in and the whistle is blown, I can't believe they're calling this on Brian Ward. It's a trip. The third penalty to Ward of the game. Just trying to do a little too much there for Brian Ward. And the Storm will be shorthanded again here in the third period. They trail 3-0 to Sioux City. And time is not on their side right now. 32-28 shots on goal in favor of the Musketeers. Want to remind you, for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, contact Norm's Plumbing and Heating in Kearney, 308-236-7738. Tri-City Storm going to have to kill off a penalty here. And they trail by 3 goals. This is reminiscent of the game in Cedar Rapids. Game was back on January 4th, and in that game, the Storm were down 3-0 until 6 minutes left in the game when they scored 2 goals and actually had a chance to tie the game but lost it 3-2. That's really the only game I can think of where the Storm hadn't scored this late in the game. As the faceoff here in the Storm end, won by Sioux City with the power play. Gensel on the near side wall, up top, and it gets deflected out of the zone. Storm with a big-time forecheck here. Shorthanded, trying to get something going as Maller has it behind his own net, and he clears it all the way down the ice off the far side wall and down low. Hayton stops it for Kaplow. Kaplow now starts forward. 1:35 left in the man advantage for Sioux City. Swinging around to the far side boards. Thomas plays it deep for Gensel. Gensel ahead up top now to Heinrich. Heinrich off the near side wall to Gensel. Back to Heinrich at the blue line, and it's deflected off the boards on the far side wall. Picked back up by Kapla. Down low to Thomas. Thomas on the near side. Over to Gensel. Gensel up top for Heinrich. Heinrich with some pressure from Bonner. Kept the puck. Nice job by Bonner, but he couldn't get to it as Cutler-Martin swings it all around the boards and out of the zone. Nice job by Cutler-Martin there. 1:02 left in the Ward penalty. 12:30 left in this game. Storm trailing 3-0 to Sioux City. Musketeers with Colquist through the neutral zone, in onside. Quale made the save, and now it's lifted out of the zone. Glove down by Molinar. Molinar plays it around to the near side now as he dumps it in. And the Storm win the battle and dump it deep. 37 seconds left in the Ward penalty. 12:05 left in the game. Sioux City starting forward in front of their own net. It's Colquist. Colquist on the far side. Ivy does a nice job sealing his man off, and it goes back to Colquist in his own zone. Plays it to Molinar on the near side. Back to Colquist at center ice now. Colquist, just before the blue line, dumps in. Quale sticks it down. Lappin gets to it. Can't clear. Molinar keeps it in. Gomez had a chance for a rush, and he cleared the zone, and it fell down in neutral ice. Couldn't continue, as there's just 5 seconds left in the power play, and it's turned over to Trevor Moore. Moore with a chance here as he moves in on the near side wall. Moore with a shot that gets deflected wide. Ward out of the box. Ward stays up on a shot. Deflection in front. Gomez tries to bake it in. It's still loose there. And the officials finally blow the whistle. Big chance there for the Storm. Garrett Gomez was in the right spot there, but he could not beat Kyle Hayton as Ward slapped it down low. Ward was at the right point after coming out of the box. He slapped it down low, and Gomez had a few shoves at it, but Hayton kept it out. Face off now between Gensel and Ward. Ward wins it to Moore. Shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound played by Watson, and he starts it forward. Sioux City in neutral ice. Now Olsen had to circle back. A pass was behind him. 11:04 left in this game. Maller gets sealed off by Gensel, but Ward picks it up and puts it back to neutral ice for Watson, where Mantha plays it now, and Olsen tips it into the Storm end. And now Maller, nice cross-ice pass to Linnell. Linnell leaves it for Burry, who leads the rush in on side. Burry with a shot, save Hayton. Nice job by Richard Burry there, finding some space. But again, the shots that the Storm have been getting all night here on Kyle Hayton, they come into the zone, but they really have not had any traffic in front, and Hayton is just making these saves. I mean, those are quick wrist shots, and those aren't going to beat Kyle Hayton tonight. 10:46 remaining here in the period as Sioux City wins the faceoff. Storm trailing 3-0 in the third, and now here come the Musketeers on a rush. Pass ahead of Jared Thomas goes all the way down. Martin takes a hit from Thomas, and Montgomery plays it down low. Kerr on him. Kerr against Montgomery. Montgomery leaves it down low, stripped to the puck. Nice job by Cutler-Martin. Finds Bonner. Bonner neutralized. Nice pass for Opperman in onside. Opperman holds. Back to Bonner. Bonner tries a backhand pass for Vecchione. Couldn't get there in time. Taken away by Montgomery. Montgomery leaves it for Henry. Back to Montgomery on the far side. Past the red line. Broken up at the blue line for a second by Ivy. Now it's poked in. And we get an offside on Sioux City. 10:05 remaining here in the third period. Sioux City still ahead 3-0. Attendance here tonight, 2,835 here at the Viero Event Center. And a good bunch of them still waiting to toss those teddy bears onto the ice as the Storm win the faceoff. Sasir has it in his own zone. Ahead to Linnell, who dumps it in deep. Linnell in the corner. Now as it gets played around to the far side wall, Ivy chips it in. Chance for Gomez on a backhand shot. Save for Hayton. Down low to Linnell. Linnell to the front. And the pass was intercepted there by Sioux City as the Storm stopped the clearing attempt there. Now it goes all the way down for an icing on the Musketeers. 9:38 left in this game. And time is running out here. Sioux City with a 3-0 lead in over the Storm here at the Viero Event Center. Nothing has come easy for the Storm here tonight. Haven't been able to generate offense on the power play and haven't gotten a lot of traffic in front of Hayton. Sioux City has just dominated the game in all three areas here as they cleared all the way into the Storm zone. Icing waved off. Sioux City able to go off on a change. Maller at neutral ice. He gets stripped of the puck. Here comes Olsen. Olsen on the right side with Burry on him. And Burry tries to shove him off the puck. Burry goes into the wall. And it's picked up in the near side corner now. Burry skates forward with Trevor Moore. Still not out of the zone as it's in the corner of the Storm zone. 9:05 of chance in front. What a save by Quale there on a one-timer. Now Sioux City with the puck again. Another chance for Olsen. It was blocked. Burry takes it and gets possession over to Trevor Moore. Moore, past one man. Moore into the zone. Looking, tries a wrist shot, was fanned on it. And now Molinar picks it up. Storm on the forecheck trying to turn it, get a turnover, but they can't. Here comes Sioux City with Erickson. Far side pass over to Gensel. Too far away from him. Kevin Kirk goes over to pick it up. And it moves behind the net for Cutler Martin. 8:35 left in this game. And now Trevor Moore airs it out into the far side wall. Picked up by Henry for Sioux City as Watson comes through neutral ice. Stopped as he enters the zone by Kerr. Now Bonner picks it up. Bonner on the right side with Vecchione in onside. Vecchione back to Bonner in the corner. Throws it towards the net. Hayton makes a pad save. Rebound cleared almost out of the zone, but Cecier kept it in with his glove. And now on the far side wall, Vecchione has possession. Vecchione to the net. Blocked. Bonner with a chance. Stripped of the puck by Thomas. Nice play by Thomas, as Bonner is pretty tough to handle there when he gets into the zone. And now Vecchione knocks down his man. Sioux City would have been offside, but they leave the puck for the Storm. Bonner through neutral ice. In onside. Bonner moving in. Down low. Chance in front. Vecchione couldn't get the shot off. And now a big chance on a hit there for Maller. Throws himself out of the play. Puck stopped by Burry in neutral ice. And we get a fight here. It's Dylan Maller against Ryan Mantha. As Maller leapt and left his feet against Mantha. Mantha giving him a few rights. Now Maller trying to get back into it. This is the first fight of the season for Dylan Maller. As it finally let up and stopped. And Dylan Maller giving something for the fans to cheer about here. As Mantha and Maller will each sit for the next 5 minutes. 7:35 remaining in this game. And a fight is sometimes a good thing to try to spark some momentum when your team is trailing. However, this might have been a little too late for Maller. It is his first fight of the season. Not a guy who you'll see drop the gloves. But we'll see what the Storm can do here. 7:35 left in this one. Faceoffs at center ice. L'Esperance now against Snively. Faceoff on the far side, won by Sioux City. They move it into the Storm end. Cutler Martin almost turns it over to Schmidt. L'Esperance gets it back in his possession and finds Linnell. Linnell at the blue line. Puck pops in the air off his stick. Gomez trying to find it. Shot saved by Hayton. Kyle Hayton makes the save there and holds on. Hayton's done everything that could be asked of him here. 37 saves. Has not surrendered a goal. Storm trail 3-0 right now. Faceoff will be in the offensive zone here. Ward on the draw for the Storm. He loses it to Gensel. Kerr tries to keep it in with a glove. He can't. And now Sioux City moves it down. Nice job by Mingoya coming back and sealing his man off as it's played down low by Olsen. Olsen tries to go to the front. Kerr blocks that pass. Now on the near side for Gensel. Gensel to the center. Backhanded shot blocked by Martin. Gensel again with a wrist shot. Quale makes the save. Gensel now in the far side corner. And Ward is there. Gensel takes the puck away from Gensel. And now Ward moves out. Ward in onside with Mingoya on the right side. Try to find Ward too far ahead of him. Puck picked up by Mingoya in the slot. Tries a wrist shot and he scores! Trevor Mingoya gets the Storm on the board. And the Teddy Bears come flying on the ice here at the Viero Event Center. It's a 3-1 lead now for Sioux City, and the Storm have some life here with 6:35. Tri-City Storm, get on the board here. Better late than never, as the fans can toss those Teddy Bears onto the ice. A lot of them on the ice here tonight, and all the Storm players will get off the bench and help clean up here with the Viero Event staff trying to get everything settled down. A break here. Maybe the Storm don't want this timeout as they just got on the board and now they have to clean up some teddy bears, but I think they'll take it for the fans. Didn't want to be shut out here tonight. A nice shot for Trevor Mingoya. Mingoya's second goal of the season. Brian Ward picks up the first assist and Mingoya will take that, his second goal. Tri-City trailing 3-1, and now it's it's really a situation where the Storm will try to do all they can to get back in this game late in the game. We have seen Josh Algie very liberal with pulling his goaltender. And we'll start watching Quale in the next couple minutes to see when he'll go off. Tri-City trailing 3-1 again. Teddy bear toss cleanup going on. Gotta say, there's probably a couple hundred teddy bears on the ice right now. A lot of ranging in size from big ones, small ones, medium size. A lot of different colors represented. Here's a lot of staff, fans, and some people helping out to try to clean these up. All teddy bears once again donated to various charities around the Tri-City area, a few in Grand Island, a few in Hastings, a few in Kearney. And there's still some teddy bears coming onto the ice. A lot of bears here. We're still seeing fans toss some on. Get them on now here. Don't throw one on during the play. As now there's a Christmas Santa bear that gets tossed in. And Tri-City now, Josh Halgie gathering up his skaters here. As bears are almost all cleaned up and trying to regroup here, almost using this as a timeout here. And the Storm have not called a timeout. And they still have one in their back pocket, but Halgie's going to design a play here. All the Storm players gathered around trying to see what's going to go on here. As they've gotten a goal, Trevor Mingoya puts the Tri-City Storm on the board. Here, 6:35 left in this game. As I said, better late than never. Here, as the staff finishes up with the cleanup here for the teddy bear toss. And we will resume play in a few moments here as Halgie is continuing to draw up a play. Now he releases the troops, and we'll see what the Storm can do. 6:35 left to go in this game. Trying to desperately get back into this game. They saw overtime last night. I think the Storm would take it if they got to overtime here tonight. As they will start now with Ward, Mingoya, and Moore, along with Cecere and Ivy. 6:35 left in this game. Teddy bear toss out of the way. Storm going to try to buckle down here after Mingoya gets his second of the season from Brian Ward. Face off won by Tri-City, and it's put into the Sioux City end. Played back off the boards in front of the Sioux City bench over to Trevor Moore. Moore tried to play it ahead, taken away by Montgomery, and now it's moved in deep into the Storm end, and we get a stoppage. No, we get an offense, offsides, delayed offsides. As the Storm take it back, Mingoya in onside, tries to move past Colquist. He gets tossed down. We'll have a penalty upcoming. Shot from Ivy gets blocked. And the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play. Mingoya creating here. I mean, Mingoya scores the goal to get the Storm on the board and then draws a power play. He was dragged down by Colquist trying to go to the net as he came in onside. And Colquist is in the box with 6:03 remaining here in this game. Storm with a chance to move even closer. They trail 3-1. The Sioux City Musketeers right here on the breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ, your home for Storm hockey all season. Face off between Ward and Snively to the left of Hayton. Puck is down, one by Sioux City. They cleared around on the near side wall. Mingoya cannot keep it in at the point. And it goes all the way down. Quale leaving it now for Cecere. Quale had it stuck in his skate there. Cecere picks it up. Now to the far side. Mingoya cross ice to Ward. Ward dumps it in. Ward all over Molinar trying to pick up the puck. Goes over to the far side off the wall. Takes a bad bounce and leaves the zone. Cecere was there trying to keep it in, but he couldn't. And now Cecere finds Ward. Ward back in onside. Leaves. She looked like he was going to leave it pass, but moved forward. Now Trevor Moore finds Mingoya. Mingoya to the front, and they couldn't get it on net. Try out Opperman there, and Opperman gets taken down, and it gets cleared out of the zone, out of play. Faceoff will stay in the zone. 1:21 left in the Colquist penalty. Here is Colquist went for holding at 13:57. Still some time for the Storm. 5:23 left in this game. Ward against Thomas on the faceoff. He wins it. Cecere keeps it in at the point. Cecere to the far side for Ward. Ward tries to put it back to the center, taken away by Montgomery. Nobody was there for the storm, and Montgomery dumps it in deep. Thomas goes and gets it, beats Cecere, but now Cecere takes it back, and Cecere has it with 105 left in the man advantage. Cecere trying to move out of his zone. He moves around Thomas. Now in and onside. Finds Moore. Moore on the far side. Left it for Ward. Puck bouncing around now in the corner. Picked up by Henry and cleared all the way down by Thomas. Storm continue to struggle on the power play. Sioux City has been very active, and the Storm have not been able to get good chances with the man advantage. Cecere to Vecchione at the red line. 37 seconds left in the man advantage. Vecchione down on the right circle. Finds Linnell at the right point. Now Kerr. Kerr back to Linnell. Linnell finds Kerr. Kerr down low for Bonner. Bonner holding with a man all over him. Keeps it in. Finds Vecchione at the left circle. Shot blocked. Rebound goes into the net, into the crowd, and out of play. Faceoff stays in the zone. And the Storm catch a break here. They'll have an offensive zone faceoff. 16 seconds left in the Colquist holding penalty. And again, blocked shots here for Sioux City. Seems like they're just getting to everything. And that time, Vecchione's shot was blocked as Bonner's on the faceoff against Gensel. Faceoff won by Bonner to Vecchione. Cross-ice pass for Kerr. Kerr holding at the right point. Stormer pulling the goalie here. Get a two-man advantage. 8 seconds left in the power play. Kerr to Bonner. Deflection in front. Linnell holding. Storm now with a one-man advantage as the power play has expired, but they still have the goaltender pulled. Moore down on the goal line. Can't get possession. Trying to fight off a few players. It's baked off the sidewall, and it's out of the zone. Kerr has it. Backhands it in deep to the Sioux City zone. Storm continue with the pulled goaltender. Still a lot of time left, and this is going to be an icing on Sioux City right here as they air it all the way down. Icing is called. 3:39 left in this game. As I said before, no secret here. Josh Howji is very liberal with the pulling of the goaltender. The Storm decided while they had the power play, they were going to go ahead and do it, but they could not get the goal. Now they have six on the ice here. It's 6-on-5. 3:39 left in this game, off the faceoff, a scrum for it. A lot of players flying. Cecere keeps it in the zone. Ivy on the right point. Back to Cecere. A lot of traffic in front of the net. Cecere fires a shot. Blocked in front. Here comes Sioux City. They're going to have a chance. Diving play from Ivy keeps it in the zone. Now here comes the Storm. Lesperon shoots, and he shot it wide. Rebound comes over to the near side. Ivy gets beat to the puck by Schmidt, and it's shot towards the net. Cecere deflects it off the side of the net. Another chance by McGlynn. Shot blocked. Here comes Brian Ward. 3:05 left in the game. Ward in onside. Ward, shot, score! Brian Ward with that patented wrist shot puts it home into the bottom left corner, and the Storm have made it a 3-2 hockey game with 3:03 remaining. With the extra attacker, Brian Ward, the captain of this team, makes it happen. He continues his point streak now 11 games in a row that Ward has had a point, and his second goal in as many nights makes it 3-2. We've seen it all season from Brian Ward. He comes in, he holds with that wrist shot, and lets go and beats Hayton bottom left corner of the net. 3-2 hockey game, 3:03 remaining. Quale back in the net here for Tri-City. Faceoff won by Sioux City. They throw it right in at Quale. Rebound for Molinar. Quale's going to make another save. Down low it goes. Another chance here. Taken off the puck now. Trevor Moore has it. Moore ahead to Vecchione. Vecchione on the far side. Racing into the zone. Holding. Centering to Moore. Save. Rebound loose in the crease. Gets cleared out of the zone. And Cutler-Martin regroups in neutral ice. Martin holding. Far side off the wall. Put it in the zone for a second. Now Montgomery had it. He dumps it into the Storm end. 2:30 remains. And now Cecere plays it forward. Sees a lot of pressure, but gets it out of the zone to Trevor Moore. Moore at the red line. Finds Bonner. Bonner racing in with Moore. Moore to the net. Was blocked. Rebound Cecere. Shot. Save. Hayton. Loose. And Cecere goes and tries to find it. And the puck was still loose. Officials blew the whistle. Cecere, talk about getting into a dirty area and following your shot. He takes the shot from the point. Saw that the puck was still loose in the crease. And he went after it there. Hayton was able to make the save, and the puck was kicked out to the right circle as the officials blew the whistle. 2:13 left, and we will see a timeout here for the Tri-City Storm and Josh Howji. By the way, Maller out of the box, as well as Ryan Mantha. The fighting penalties have expired, and the Storm will huddle up on the bench. They trail 3-2. Did not get onto the board until there was under 7 minutes remaining in this game. Trevor Mingoya got the first one for the Storm at 13:25 from Brian Ward. And actually, speaking of that, Brian Ward continued his point streak with that assist. And now we see Henry coming off the ice. Henry going into the dressing room here, being followed by the Sioux City trainer. Not what you want to see, but it looks like Henry's done for the night. As he went into the locker room, 2:13 remaining here in this game. As I said, Trevor Mingoya got the scoring starter for the Storm late in this game at 13:25. Brian Ward put in an unassisted goal at 16:57 to make it a 3-2 game. Fans on their feet here as the Storm trail by one with 2:13 remaining. Quale back in the net, but he will be pulled if the Storm can get possession. Ward on the draw. Holding. Bonner has it off the draw. Goes in deep. Bonner leaves it for Trevor Moore. Moore kicks it forward for Ward. Ward on the near side. Kept in by Mingoya. Quale went to the bench but stays in the net and now gets to the puck and clears it on the near side. A stick is lost for Sioux City and Mingoya plays it in. Mingoya on the left side. Now Quale goes to the bench as Bonner had it. Now Sioux City with the control of the puck and Kolkvist behind the net. Storm with six attackers on. Kept in at the left point by Mingoya. Chance in front. Went wide of the net. Bonner has it on the far side. Bonner in the right circle. Gets hauled down. No call coming. Puck's played out of the zone. 1:30 left to go. Storm trail 3-2. Trying to get tied up here. Mingoya tried to pass it in. And the Storm do get in onside. Now it's Ward. Holding. Banks it off the far side wall down low. Kolkvist tries to clear. Kept in by Sasir. Puts it into the near side corner. 1:15 left in the game. Sioux City gets to the puck. And they bank it all the way down the ice. A rolling puck that Sasir will play. Sasir with a pass to the far side, Tim Bonner. Bonner tried a pass that was blocked, got it back, and now found Trevor Moore. Moore in on the right side. Moore makes one move. Tavecchione shot off the side of the net. Rebound, Cutler Martin. Martin tries to go down low, and he does to Moore. Moore plays it up to the right point to Ivy. Shot, deflection in front. It's loose. Big save by Hayden. Rebound still loose. And the official blows the whistle. Wow, what a job by Kyle Hayden there in the net. The puck was loose. The Storm had four players shoving away at it. And Kyle Hayton sprawled out and made that save. Taking a look at the replay here, Ivy took the shot. There was all kinds of players in net. Ward had a good chance to try to sweep it in. And Hayton kept that pad there and made the save. The right pad of Kyle Hayton refused to move and kept this game a 3-2 score. Tri-City down one goal. 44 seconds left to go in this one. The lines have changed up here for the Storm. They can't have their top guys on there just gassed at this point. So we see a different cast here at the end of this game. And now another timeout, maybe? Sioux City calls a timeout? Who? I guess Sioux City had called the first timeout. Surprising that they had called a timeout, allowing the Storm to call one. Interesting decision there. Head coach Brett Larson, I just assumed when I saw the first timeout that it was a Storm timeout. But it was head coach Brett Larson that called it. And it's a huge advantage for the Storm here that they had their timeout still remaining. In essence, it's been the third timeout in the last 7 minutes. And by the way, David Henry back onto the ice. So he's okay. And we have 10 seconds left here in the timeout. We'll see what the Storm do. Their top line players seem like they were going to come off the ice. But now we see Brian Ward. Just 44 seconds left in this game. And they will bring out Ward, Bonner, Vecchione, Moore, Mingoya, and Sasir. Storm trying to go for some late-game heroics here. Trail by one goal, 44 seconds left. Puck is down on the faceoff. Bonner trying to move it with his glove. Picked up by Sioux City. They bank it out to neutral ice. And now Vecchione has it with 36 seconds left. Vecchione tries to play to Trevor Moore, taken away by Sioux City. Now back into the Storm, and with 30 seconds left, it's Sasir. Sasir finds Mingoya. Mingoya will get some speed going, and now he flies up the ice. Mingoya finds Bonner. They get in on side. Sioux City try to bat it out. It's loose by the crease, and now Ward has it. Ward to the center, blocked in front, 15 seconds left. They play it around the boards and all the way down. It'll be an icing if Sasir can rush there and get it. It's all the way down. Icing whistle with 7 seconds left. 7 seconds remaining in this game. Saisir went and raced for it. Icing was the call. Albeit, I say it was a little controversial as the puck did slow down to get to that goal line, but it got there before Saisir could get it. 7 seconds left in the game. No timeouts left for either side. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff. Bonner on the draw to the left of Hayton. Storm trailing 3-2. Puck is down. Faceoff won by the Storm. They get a chance here for Moore. Throws it across the crease. 2 seconds left. Mingoya, last chance. Blocked in front. And Sioux City comes away with the victory. A final score of 3-2. And as I said before, this game reminded me a lot of that Cedar Rapids game back on January 4th. I haven't gotten to February yet. But the Storm got behind, got two late goals, but fell short. 3-2, the final 2 points for the Sioux City Musketeers, 0 for the Storm. It was too little, too late this time for Tri-City, and they lose it 3-2 here on Teddy Bear Toss Night at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show and talk about this one in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm Hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm Hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's time for the Old Chicago postgame report on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago postgame show, Jared Schaffrin.
A disappointing night at the Viero Event Center for the Tri-City Storm. They did get back into the game, but ultimately fell by a final score of 3-2 here. And just a tough one for the Storm. They got behind early and just waited too long to get back into this game. They finally did get back into it with two goals late in the third. We'll give you your entire Sadler Implement game recap here as Sioux City got on the board early with two goals in the first period. Joel Snively with a power play goal, assist from Jared Kolkvist at 7:58. Jake Gensel tallied late in the period, got a goal from Michael Kapla and Trevor Olson to make it 2-0 Sioux City Musketeers. At the end of one, they were tied in shots on goal after one, 12-12. In the second, an early goal from Jake Gensel made it 3-0, a minute 15 into that second period. And the Storm pulled Johan Mattsson, who made just 10 saves on 13 shots tonight. Justin Quale steps in, and he was perfect the rest of the way, 19 shots. He made 19 saves. Quale, in 35-plus minutes, did well for the Storm, kept them at least in the game. But the Storm could not get any offense going until late in this game. They finally got on the board after a fight from Dylan Maller at 12:25, 1 minute later. Trevor Mingoya was able to find the back of the net with a wrist shot that finally beat Kyle Hayton, who was fantastic in net tonight for Sioux City. Brian Ward was able to get another goal just over 3 minutes later to make it 3-2 in favor of the Musketeers. But the Storm, despite how they tried with pulling the goaltender and everything else, could not get even with the Sioux City Musketeers tonight and ultimately fell 3-2 at the Viero Event Center. For the Brian Ward, picks up a goal for Ward. It's his 14th of the season. And for Trevor Mingoya, Ward, the goal was his 15th of the season. For Mingoya, it was his second goal of the season. Ward gets 2 points here tonight, ends up with a pretty nice weekend for himself. But the Tri-City Storm dropped this one 3-2. The penalties there in the third period, Storm really could not get anything going on their power play. They went 0-for-4 with the man advantage tonight in the third period. Storm had a few opportunities on the power play after Jared Kolkvist took a tripping penalty, 2:18 in. And then Jared Kolkvist again with a holding penalty at 13:57. But the Storm went 0-for-4 on that power play. They did outshoot Sioux City 16-10 in the third period and outshot Sioux City 43-32 in this game. Kyle Hayton, big-time star here tonight, picks up 41 saves on 43 shots in the win for the Sioux City Musketeers. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now let's look at the three stars of tonight's game presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars tonight here, a couple of them for the Storm. The third star, Trevor Mingoya, picks up his second goal of the season, and he's been great all season for the Tri-City Storm. Mingoya also drew a late penalty and was really active here for the Storm despite the loss. Second star for Brian Ward as Ward scored the second goal of the night for the Storm. Again, an 11-game point streak for Brian Ward, and that spans a lot of time as he was out with an injury. He scored a point in every game since he's returned from injury, and right here got that goal, but just a little bit too little, too late. First star of the game goes to Jake Gensel for Sioux City, scores two goals in the win, one in the first and another one early on in the second. His two goals actually were scored in just about a two-and-a-half-minute span as he scored one at 18:58 of the first and then again just a minute 15 into the second. Jake Gensel, the first star of the game tonight for the Sioux City Musketeers in the 3-2 win for Sioux City. Now time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tri-City Storm Grinder of the Night tonight is Ryan Ivey on defense. Ivey, very active, blocking shots as usual, making some big hits, sealing off plays, and had a couple good shots on net as well. Ryan Ivey, the defenseman here tonight, your Grinder of the Night, presented by the Dent Popper. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Josh Howji, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm here in the Old Chicago Coaches, Old Chicago Postgame Show. We'll also have your USHL out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto here after the Storm dropped 3-2 to the Sioux City Musketeers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
It's time for the Old Chicago Postgame Report on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Here after the Storm took a 3-2 loss here to the Sioux City Musketeers. We will not talk to head coach Josh Howji tonight in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We'll have him back on in the Applebee's Coach's Corner here before Tuesday's game, once again with Sioux City. That game will be a 7:05 p.m. start. Let's get you your out-of-town scoreboard update before we head off air here. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Scores from around the USHL here. All games except for one are final. The one game not final yet is Green Bay and Cedar Rapids. Green Bay with a 2-0 lead with 1:08 remaining in Cedar Rapids. Dubuque had a 3-1 win over Team USA. Sioux Falls defeated Muskegon in overtime. Indiana defeated Youngstown 4-3. Sioux Falls, by the way, also 4-3 over Muskegon in overtime. Waterloo with an 8-1 win over Omaha. Boy, oh boy, Waterloo, when they are dangerous when they can get going. And Fargo defeats Lincoln 3-2. So the Storm technically do not drop any spots or any farther behind anybody, as Omaha and Lincoln both take losses. However, chance to catch up in the standings failed here after a 3-2 loss to the Sioux City Musketeers. These two teams will do it all again Tuesday night, midweek game here at the Tri-City Storm's Viero Event Center. Tickets still on sale at the Viero Event Center box office and stormhockey.com. And come check out that game, or we'll be right here on the Breeze for that one. It's your Tri-City Storm Radio Network, and we will be on at 6:45 here before the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. Want to give a few thank yous first to Caleb Atkins Studio, helping out once again here tonight. Thank you for helping us out back in Hastings, Caleb. Also to Johnny Raboski, who came on during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report after the first period, as well as Josh Howgie, who appeared in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And until Tuesday night, we will talk to you then. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Statler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The proceeding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.